tomorrow's news today.
States of America between two major factions, the Trump faction and the Obama globalist faction. Trump is definitely trying to be in charge. He's definitely making a run at them. He has his own interest that have decided to split off and go with him. But regardless of what you think about all the insane developments and whether or not Trump's covering up Epstein or trying to because he's done something wrong, we know the Democrats have committed all these mass crimes and did steal an election and did spy on the American people and did spy on Trump and did run the hoaxes and the impeachments based on that lie. That is treason. That is a coup. That is cut and dry. The jury's not out on them. That said, I will cover the truth. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. And the jury is still out on what in the world is going on with Trump and the Epstein area. And I don't like the fact that it's sucking all the air out of the room. We have so many huge things to deal with. But at the same time, it goes to the heart of the revolution that we've launched here that's now spread worldwide. The revolution is not Trump. The revolution is populist and is anti-corruption. Now, the fact that they're sending the Deputy Attorney General imminently, they say it could be tomorrow, to have days of meetings with Ghislaine Maxwell right when the Democrats start demanding that she be called before Congress is just as incriminating, and it makes me physically ill to say this, but it's the truth, as Trump coming out 2 weeks ago and saying, don't ask questions, you're not my supporters, if you do, move on. This has been cooked up by the deep state, which the deep state did control the files and did run the blackmail operation with the Israelis. So that's true. We have to look at that and say, okay, that makes sense, but that doesn't mean that we then believe it. And there's a lot of people, and the mainstream media and the left and even right-wing media is having a heyday with this, where I war game things, you know, you listen, you know, and I tell you about what I'm going to do, what's moral, what I believe is the right thing. That's wherever the truth goes. But the jury's out on Trump on this issue. It's in on all these other great issues where he's doing just a fabulous job against our enemies. And they sure hate his guts. But I war game the different scenarios that are going on because we don't know exactly. Because the jury's out on this. The jury wasn't even convened. We weren't even in this trial until Trump got spooked by whatever he was shown that they found in the files the Democrats left behind and started telling everybody, don't go there, don't look at that. And he still got his surrogates like Levin and the rest of them, Shapiro, running around saying, do not ask questions, move along. Then you've got the cut and dry, certified, absolute proof that I experienced and already knew 8.5 years ago. You notice in the even mainstream media, we're at the center of it because we're in the documents being spied on by Obama and his actions against key 24 supporters of Trump they targeted. And so now, Gabbard has said it, Flynn has obviously seen it. They're about to release information that is going to, quote, be mind-blowing. And I've been told what it is, some of the basics. It is beyond mind-blowing. I am cutting this announcement on the evening of July 21st, 2025. That means you've got 8 days until next Tuesday, the 29th, to take advantage of one of the biggest sales yet at thealexjonesstore.com on some of the most amazing supplements in the world. We have the very best medical grade methylene blue. You can buy one bottle of liquid, already discounted, and get one absolutely free. Just go research the medical effects and medical benefits of methylene blue and understand we have the very best out there. USP grade, medical grade. We've given it to all our guests. They've all had amazing varying effects. I've given it to over 500 people personally. Only 3 or 4 of them have had no effect. That means your mitochondria is in great shape if you have no effect, but most of us need it. It has incredible benefits. The same is for the amazing Irish sea moss, Shilajit, and more. The sale goes until next Tuesday, the 29th of July, 2025, and it funds our operations. Get yours, and it funds the InfoWar. Right now, discounted. Buy one, get one free at thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones.
Free, little bit better than it used to be, 'cause I'm alive. It is Tuesday, July 22nd, 2025. I am your embattled host, Alex Jones. We're entering the 183rd day of Trump being sworn in, this incredible revolution overpowering the globalists that no one can deny is spectacular and is part of a larger global trend of the Great Awakening in response to the Great Reset, the COVID lockdowns, and the mass awakening to the New World Order dehumanization system. Now, the whole Epstein self-harming political attempt at suicide that Trump knowingly or unknowingly has been engaged in for 16 days is sucking all of the oxygen out of the room. And the Drudge Report, that's the mouthpiece of the Democrats, says Trump ramps up distractions. No, these are all the things he promised to do, all the declassifications, RFK Jr.'s assassination, RFK Jr.'s dad assassination files. That's not a fair assessment, but what is the new firestorm? You just don't know it yet, but it will be a firestorm by tomorrow, is that the Deputy Attorney General, we first started hearing this 2 days ago, that they were going to send Pam Bondi or the Deputy Attorney General to meet with Ghislaine Maxwell, who from all my research was the handler of Epstein and who took over the family Mossad MI6 pedo honey trap operations that are certified on record with her father, Robert Maxwell. That's documented. Buried at Mount of Olives, the military burial for his work in the Mossad. And there is no doubt that Benjamin Netanyahu is using information he's got about people in the Trump administration, perhaps even Trump, for control. You see that. And now you see headlines, House shutting until September to block Epstein vote. That's not true either. They were going to be closing in August, like they always do, and Trump had asked them not to get his appointments of ambassadors and judges done. And no ambassadors that have been confirmed. So I'm going to call balls and strikes. Trump's carrying out his normal agenda right on time. He wants Congress to stay open. This is regularly scheduled for them to close in August. But what is just as over the top as Trump and his surrogates the last 16 days, 17 days, saying there is no file, Epstein killed himself. He wasn't blackmailing people. He wasn't involved in human trafficking. Tooth Fairy's real. The moon is made of cheese. And then having the surrogates go out and say, any Trump supporter that says they want this release is a traitor, and you're not part of our movement, Shapiro and the rest of them, Levin, Trump himself, I mean, you couldn't act more guilty. You couldn't try to spotlight it more. It's like getting in your ski boat and then aiming it at the land and just driving it full power onto the rocks. And a nice little cherry on top is the Democrats saying they want hearings with Ghislaine Maxwell in Congress. They started saying it 3 days ago, and then immediately we hear the DOJ is going to send high-level officials. They've now chosen the deputy attorney general to race in the next few days to meet at length with Ghislaine Maxwell in federal prison. And they even admit, the DOJ, that they want to put all this to rest. Well, that's the opposite of putting it to rest. It'd be like if you're 14, your parents come home, and you say, Dad, I haven't been smoking marijuana. And your dad goes, I smell it, though. Well, Dad, it's not in the shoebox under my bed. Well, let's go see. I mean, like your wife come home early from work and you see a guy run out the back door and you come in, your wife's naked in the bed. She's like, I wasn't having sex with that man. It's bad, ladies and gentlemen. And I've never been so paradoxically torn, because I'm going to tell the truth no matter what. And all I do is research and talk to experts and sources. And so we're dialed in better than anybody. That's a fact. This is all I do. And I look at all of the superb things Trump's doing and how he's irrevocably damaging the globalist. And I'm not a lesser of two evils, guys. But at the same time, just the appointments and the judges he's put in are light years better than Democrats. And we would be in total economic collapse, great reset, hell on earth right now if Kamala Harris was in. So the Lord works in mysterious ways. The jury's out on Trump. I'm going to continue to cover all the Epstein stuff, but I'm also going to cover all of this other incredibly important information, like the absolute smoking gun, open and shut, prima facie, absolute, up one side and down the other, treasonous conspiracy ongoing for really since 2013, but under the name Crossfire Hurricane since 2016, by Obama and the deep state, Clapper, Brennan, Comey, and now we know Pence, that's coming out. From the beginning, he was an operative reporting, and we knew this. We always knew it was Pence working with the FBI to take on Flynn. And Flynn has seen the information and says with Gabbard, Director of National Intelligence, is set to release in the next few days, is, quote, mind-blowing. I am told that it is Obama directing and people covering their ass, putting it in their own emails in minutes to protect themselves at the time, because they knew it was treason, that, okay, we were all there today. Obama told us to do it, and they all put it in their own records, and their own emails, and told their aides, knowing if this ever came out and they weren't successful, they'd say presidential immunity, we were following the president's orders. So there's also a House report set to come out on Wednesday or Thursday. They were saying Wednesday, now they're adding more, maybe Friday, maybe even next week now. And I'm told by the congresspeople that have seen it and the White House folks that have seen it, and I've talked to the congresspeople, that it is the House committees were able to get this, the intelligence committees and others, and so they're deciding to go ahead and declassify or release stuff that they want to release that Gabbard's already given the DOJ in her official criminal complaint. She said went in last Friday. The DOJ confirmed yesterday they got it. Then they have Ratcliffe and the CIA stuff. So remember how evil Obama is. Remember the deep state they still have in place in many areas. Remember how they dissolved the borders and human traffic. Remember all they've done. And just remember, while we are upset and disgusted by the very guilty behavior we're seeing out of this administration connected to Epstein and all the rest of it, that we have certified absolute proof that the Democrats have an anti-American, anti-human, anti-God, globalist agenda. They are 100% guilty of all sorts of horrible things, including treason against the voters of this nation, a coup, attempted coup, impeachments, stolen election, all of it. And those stay-behind networks that Obama put in that I've been talking about since 2016, and it was only I and Zero Hedge that were covering it, to my great frustration. Now, I love Mike Benz, really smart guy, great government analyst. You know, he's out detailing it all and being lauded for, oh, my God, he just discovered all of it. And he does a great job articulating it. And I'm not in competition with him. He just does stuff like when I go on Tucker a few months ago, like, oh, I'm going to watch this and put like a laughing, you know, crying face on there. And then we ask him to come on. He won't come on because I guess he's so credible. He can't, you know. I mean, that's fine. It's so frustrating that I was a main target with Trump of this, a side target, but one of the main side targets. We got the NSA documents from Sheriff Arpaio that he was given by the feds. And we were the first to tell Trump he was being spied on by Obama, by the stay-behind networks. And I'm glad Mike Benz is advising the White House. I mean, I told Trump all this in 2017, early on. I wrote him memos. He asked for them. And so, yeah, I already know all this, but even more is coming out now. And it's just very paradoxical to be chewed up and shot up and still have stay-behind groups in the Justice Department of the Democrats, literally with court filings to shut this place down any time. We're battling them. But the state court's so corrupt, the same with the show trial, they could come any time. They have the piece of paper. And then we've survived so much, people go, oh, yeah, that's, you know, that's Alex. You know, he survived a bunch. He'll survive this time. I mean, it's that urgent. I'm like at the Alamo in the final day, and the place is on fire. We're out of ammunition. We're fighting with our swords now. Troops are climbing over. Davy Crockett just blew up the ammo magazine. And I've got Santa Ana's troops getting ready to run bayonets into my guts. That's okay. That's fine. But that's where we are. And then I'm in the paradox that I've been reached out to by the Justice Department, given them information. They're on it. They're investigating these guys because they were so naked and made a lot of mistakes. Justice Department's words, they've been more careful to cover up their attacks on Trump and his family, but we really don't like these corrupt judges and law firms and, you know, groups, and we want to go after them. So they made a lot of mistakes in your case, so give us everything, and we've been doing that. And they had good people there that are moving forward. So, I mean, I've got the Trump administration literally coming to my aid like the cavalry. And it's just very paradoxical that I have a responsibility to report on this Epstein stuff. So I'm going to go over it all today. Martin Armstrong is an amazing economist. And with all this economic news, I wanted to get his, he's just on for 30 minutes, start of the next hour. $2 trillion debt bubble about to pop. Zombie companies on edge of collapse. That's mainstream news. Biggest debt bubble, biggest stock market bubble ever. Biggest debt bubble, too. It's $40 trillion just for the U.S. Other countries are even worse per capita. You've got the biggest stock bubble in history with the AI. And Armstrong doesn't just shoot his mouth off. He's heavily dialed in, talks to the British, the Russians. He advises major governments. he says on the current trajectory, 100% chance of nuclear war. So that's kind of important. And then Stuart Rhodes is going to be in studio in the third hour in the news and the rest of it. So yeah, you know, this would be a fun, entertaining show. I could show you Hunter Biden attacking me and saying I'm a flat earther, and Hunter Biden teach people how to cook crack, and his eyes get all gleaming. I mean, he's a total drug fiend. I mean, all that's interesting, but it just at the end of the day, and then I've got all this other good stuff Trump's doing. His hundreds of millions of federal funding cut off to the states from California to Tennessee to Texas to New York. They're just ending the transgender chopping up surgeries of children. Trump's doing all this other amazing stuff. The states are buckling, moving towards bringing in voter ID because he's already cutting the money off of that. I mean, it's happening. He really is doing unbelievable reforms. And they're ramping up as fast as they can the deportations. They found 35,000 kidnapped kids that were brought across. They've arrested over 1,000 of the smugglers. I mean, with they're ramping up detention building facilities. They're $50,000 bonuses to rehire those that quit under Biden. They're conscripting out of the other agencies people. They're doing the best job they can in kind of the populist right wing that always wants to be purist, which is okay. Wrongfully says that Trump's not doing an excellent job there. Yes, they are. And so in the same day, CNN will show me 30-second clip criticizing Trump and then not show the 5 minutes where I'm explaining how I'm torn and the good things that are happening. So you can make your own decisions out there. I'm just telling you what I'm thinking, what's going on. And they'll show another clip, and here he is licking Trump's boots. No, here I am reporting the facts. And the tariffs are doing better than we thought. They've shut down these corrupt courts that are blocking Trump's agenda. I mean, it's just really good. And if he doesn't succeed beating the globalists and stabilize the economy, do you have any idea how hellish things are going to be? I mean, we're at the edge of total collapse. So I just wish to heaven, whatever's going on and the advice Trump's getting and the things they're doing, I mean, my Lord, sending the deputy AG to meet with Maxwell as soon as the Democrats are trying to talk to her and trying to cut it off at the pass before she testifies to Congress. I mean, they got a name for that. Why not just point out she's a convicted human trafficker and you can't believe a damn thing she says? I mean, seriously, you can't ever. She's tainted. But instead of poisoning the well on her ass and shutting up, and the media goes, oh, look, he's telling Trump to shut up. He's giving advice how to cover up. No, that's not what I'm doing. Any idiot knows that. Why are they doing the exact thing you would do to destroy yourself? Trump is smart. This is unprecedented. The idiot Cuban will go, it'll make the Democrats release the list. Trump can release it all. He's in charge, you morons. Sorry. Here's the good news. James O'Keefe was here. I'm giving methylene blue, our best methylene blue. Let's buy a bottle, get a bottle free right now, limited time at theauctionstore.com. Funds operation. It's really amazing. Really is game changing. I've given over 50 guests, and all of them have had amazing events, clarity. Most of them say it feels like a fog's lifted. His vision got better. And I forgot people have been basically cured of glaucoma with it. That's even in studies. I'm not saying it'll do it for you, but that you don't know what it'll do for you because it varies person to person. But 99% of people have dramatic effects. It's really good for you. We have the best, and it funds this operation. This is an adventure. You want it. I mean, I don't see how everybody doesn't get it from us. This is very special. Here's James O'Keefe.
So the crew just reminded me that James O'Keefe has not tried methylene blue, or they asked me to ask him. He has it, doesn't know what it is, but he's so nice and trusting, he just took it. It's actually cyanide, James. Oh, no, seriously.
Trying to poison me.
I'm joking. You know, it's really good for you. It takes 30 minutes to hit. It's not a stimulant, but it creates mitochondrial function and skips the oxidative process two levels or three levels in the cells. It usually takes 30 minutes to hit. You're on Owen at 4. Just please, Owen, talk to Owen. Ask if it hit you, what you felt. And if you didn't, we're going to put it on air, and you'll be the only guest that hasn't. So slam the rest of your medicine.
You got it.
So you're asking what the Mean Blue is. It is something RFK Jr. pushes. It's something I've known about for years. But we've got the best, and it is amazing what it does to your body.
All right. I'm looking forward to that.
Sometimes it is in 15 minutes. You got to let us know what you feel.
Wait, I've been drinking it for about 10 minutes, so we'll see.
You just started drinking about 2 minutes ago.
I finished the rest of it.
20 minutes later.
I just took it. I took a lot of it, and I would say it was the effect on me was light sensations. It was increased light perception. That's what happened to
me. The pixels of the world around you, of the simulation?
Yeah, like enhancing my eyes when a light, and I woke away, it was just a bit of enhancement perception there.
Now, that's what it did for James O'Keefe. What will it do for you? The good news is medical doctors have told me the very small percentage of people that don't have any effect, it means your mitochondria is so incredibly healthy, you don't need it. But that's, for my research, less than 1% of people. Find out what it'll do for you. What can you lose? You're funding the info war at thealexjonesstore.com with a wide selection of Patriot apparel, incredible supplements, tactical daggers, and more. Get it and experience the adventure for yourself. And then please shoot your own videos. Do your own reports. Tell us the response that you've gotten, because it's literally less than 1% of people that feel nothing. Most people have incredible responses. It all varies on your physiology and your genetics. Get yours now, right now. Almost forgot. Until next Tuesday, the 29th, we have the Mega Bombshell Blowout Sale. Get a bottle of Methylene Blue, capsules or liquid discounted, and get the second bottle free, along with other great supplements like Iris, Sea Moss, Shilajit, and more, right now in a limited time offer at thealexjonesstore.com.
When RFK Jr. mixes something into his drink, people pay attention. Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water? Methylene Blue. Mel Gibson also praised Methylene Blue on Joe Rogan recently.
This stuff works, man.
A stimulant stimulates cells themselves to turn the cell up. This turns the energy up. That's why there's no letdown. That's why you can take this and go to sleep, too. But you sleep better on it, in my experience.
No, I really like it. I'm going to have to get on this stuff.
Here, show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
All right, Trump just, he's still doing a press conference. He went after Fed chair with a huge announcement. He's been given to a criminal referral. Trump says it may be too late for the economy. Ooh, pretty chilling. I'm just telling you, Armstrong's coming up. It's serious. He responded to the criminal referral by the Director of National Intelligence to the Justice Department. The Justice Department has named 2 weeks ago their investigation that's been going on for 6 months that I first told you about. The treasonous conspiracy. And I told you months ago, they're not just going after perjury by all these people in front of Congress saying they didn't spy on Trump, Brennan, Clapper, Comey, or that they leaked, which they lied to Congress, which they now admit they leaked. Their own emails admit that. No, they created the fake intelligence, gave it to MI6, who used their subgroup, their contractors to create the Steele dossier and other pieces of fiction. And this very same crew has been in control of the Epstein file for years, off and on, and was hiding the parts of the file that Trump never got in the first admin. That's a fact. Trump's telling the truth there. So we have to weigh all this, look at the pieces as it goes, and we'll hit at that coming up. But sending the deputy AG to meet with Ghislaine Maxwell, because the Democrats want to talk to her, is more super guilty behavior and is going to trigger a firestorm in the next 48 hours. You watch. The idiot Democrats haven't bit into this yet. They'll figure it out soon enough. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the Methylene Blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or Ultimate Life Force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the Ultimate Burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the Optimal Human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights because, folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. Oh, you still like Brain Force? Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine at the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I want to explain something very calmly to everyone listening to me and watching right now. I know that most of you already understand this probably better than I. We are in the most consequential, existential, important phase in all of human recorded history, hands down. There is a global awakening to the technocracy, to the globalists, to their death cult. The Obama crime syndicate represents the main globalist power. Trump is 100% making a run at them, and on 95% of the issues is on the side of humanity. That is a fact. And it is a fact that if Trump does not succeed, the road forward is going to be much, much harder against the globalists, though the planet is waking up so fast and there's so much resistance, they will be fully dislodged and destroyed in the end. But if the United States, that was fully taken control of by the globalists, can be wrested away from them, their system will completely collapse in just the next year, really. But into that vacuum comes a new global system. They were collapsing the world to bring in their new global system that was an expansion of the old, even worse. Israeli newspapers have bragged that, oh, we basically control the U.S. now, so we're the world superpower. Well, by extension, you understand the United States, if Trump continued on, can reform the world, bring massive freedom back, prosperity, kill the carbon taxes, kill the open borders, get rid of the globalist starvation austerity plan, and yes, not just have a new golden era for America, as Trump has said, but for the world. This is a real shot at it with the culture and the economics. I'm getting chills right now. And so it's very paradoxical to have the Trump admin acting so suspicious about the Epstein situation and sending the deputy AG in the next few days, it's official, it's been announced, to meet with Ghislaine Maxwell. And they even say, so that she can set the record straight, that Trump's not involved. She's a convicted child trafficker. You can't take anything she says, whether if she says stuff about Trump, you can't believe it, that's negative. If she says positive things, you can't believe it. That's the tack you take if you're innocent. But they know the Democrats are openly talking to her on the video phone connections, and they've had her surrogates, her lawyers, go, oh, she's been documenting things, and she's not going to commit suicide. Remember, Trump was in his DOJ. Epstein died mysteriously. And she's saying, oh, I'm not going to kill myself. And then here comes the DOJ. And then you have the left adding a bunch of lies to it and a bunch of recycled stuff that they say is in there that we know has been disproven. But put that back on screen, the Drudge Report. They went from the other ridiculous deception today that, oh, everything he's doing for the economy and releasing other documents on RFK's Jr.'s dad getting killed, that's a distraction. So now they've gone with another thing, house shutting until September to block Epstein vote. No. Trump said he wanted them to stay open to get his appointments done for ambassadorships and judgeships and a bunch of other things. And the Republicans, the Democrats, they always take off in August and go back to their districts for hundreds of years. So see, if you're not studying all this, you don't know the Constitution, the law, Congress, the general public, even somewhat politically savvy people are like, oh, he's releasing RFK files. No, they said months ago they'd release them now. They did on time. And there's more coming. 9/11, MLK, releasing those now. They've got the MLK family saying, oh, we want Epstein, not this stuff about MLK. Well, what he said when he first got in, it'll be released by July. That was the deadline the archivist said they needed. See, I know all this, so I know that that's not real. But what is real is Trump saying, I want it shut. He killed himself. He acted alone when Bondi put that memo out 16 days ago. And I told you day one it's Trump, and you said, no, you hate Trump. It's not him. It's Bondi. She's out over skis. She should be fired. And the day later he says, no, it's me. And 4 days later he says, shut up if you're my constituents, or you're not part of our movement. I know I've repeated myself. There's big new developments, and I'm going to get more into this in a moment. But that's why this is so horrible. So my advice to myself, because I'm just telling you what I'm thinking, because I've really been soul-searching and all this, because I don't look at it politically, what's better for me. I don't even look at it overall, what's better monetarily for America, because if we're socially evil, it doesn't matter if we have wealth. I'd rather be poor and not under the satanic system. But we'll actually be wealthy and free. That's how God works. If we do the right thing. So, it'd be like if Trump was absolutely perfect and saving the world and ending everything, and then you find out he killed a kid and had him buried in the backyard. I'm not saying that's true. It's hypothetical. It would still be, oh my God, you know, he's bad. But you also then have to weigh that and say, are we covering all the stuff the deep state's been caught in? Are we covering all of their programs being rolled back? Are we targeting the globalists for prosecution? Are we supporting the good department heads he has that are doing a great job? Because you can say whatever's going on with Trump's going on, the jury's out. But he's got a bunch of good people doing a really good job, and I'm going to support them while they're in that position. And I'm proud I got Trump elected 3 times. I'm proud I've been through all this persecution. I prayed about it before I endorsed him 9+ years ago. The Holy Spirit tells me, continue on this course of what I'm doing and just tell the truth and give a report card out and let other people make their own decisions. But to do a report card, I have to cover all the other stuff that's going on. The bad stuff the globalists have been caught in, their house of cards collapsing, their money being cut off, all the good things the Trump admin's doing, and the bad things he's doing. So for the left, they're puppets, they're people that just follow orders. They don't understand someone that just covers it all. And a lot of the populist right-wingers are mad at me when I criticize Trump. And this is a truly informed broadcast. This is a broadcast that respects the viewers and listeners. And the only way I know how to do it is when something's so complex and a jury's out is to tell you exactly what I'm thinking. So you're just hearing exactly my inner dialogue. I'm basically talking to myself right now. And every time Trump does, in the last 16 days, one of these horrible moves, saying shove about this, and Streisand's it big time, Streisand effect, he then comes back and says, okay, we'll have Bondi release all the court transcripts and files and grand jury stuff and bank records. And, oh, great, that's, and then they double down, oh, we're sending the Justice Department Deputy Attorney General to talk to her, and you know, so she can tell everybody Trump's innocent. Huh? Convicted child trafficker can give her us her word. You don't believe anything she says. You don't talk to her. Congress wants to haul her up there. You have the facts and chew her up. You don't run to what is going to be called witness tampering. Whoever's coming up with these ideas, and I know, but for sources I can't say, because Trump is not coming up with most of this himself. Oh, he's the one ordering these insane decisions. So if you're really somebody's friend, or you care about the good work they've done, you want to see it succeed, when they're destroying themselves, you warn them. And Napoleon said, never interrupt an enemy when they're making a mistake. Well, the jury's out on Trump, and he's making big mistakes. And so, and I've been proven right the last 16 days. I've been dead on about it all. For 800 years, I've trained Jedi. My own counsel I will keep, to quote Yoda. And 40 years studying this and 31 on air is the equivalent of 800 years. And so, people always ask me, where are you getting your talking points? Right here. And I know you're out there, most of you thinking the same thing I'm thinking. I talk to people at the grocery store, the gas station, the gym, and they're saying the exact same stuff back at me. People know what's going on here. Trump's protecting somebody. The only question is who. And when I'm forced to do this because I have integrity, I get a knot in my stomach because I'm normally attacking certified known evil people that the jury's not out. It's in. And I think that's the most important takeaway. That's why I've said it probably 10 times the last 44 minutes. We know The globalists are certified evil by their open policies and all the terrible things they've done and the millions of trafficked kids and giving them to sex abusers. So I'm telling myself this now, and I'm telling you this, and I'm telling my own talk show hosts. They can do what they want. I respect them. I like them. It's hard to not only cover this Epstein thing because we've cared, we've been invested, we've been connected to it. We feel guilty if it's true somehow by promoting Trump. And so we've got to spend 100% of the time on this. And if you do that, you are now aiding and abetting Obama and the UN and the globalist and Mike Pence that will want to weaponize the whole system and put Trump supporters in prison, not just in J6, but in general, they said. So that'll be spun. Jones says stop talking about Epstein. Absolutely not. I just spent most of the last 45 minutes on it. And I'm the one saying first, which I don't see other people saying, but they will, that you can't act much more guilty sending the Deputy Attorney General to go run and talk to Ghislaine Maxwell, the only known living witness we've got here. They've killed a bunch of the others, unless you got something to hide. Now, let's talk about what they don't want us to talk about. And again, I was personally spied on. We have the NSA documents, the classified FBI documents. I've already gone over it all yesterday. Starting 2013, well, even 2007, some of the documents, but hardcore, because they, in the files, said they believed, this is public, that I would be supporting Trump. These 24 people that they believe are going to support his run. And now I know that's because Roger Stone was meeting with him and on the phone telling him who he was going to go try to recruit. He came a year later and did it. Oh, yeah, a long time before Trump came on, all that, I was behind the scenes going, yeah, I'm going to back him. And they had her phones tapped, that's confirmed, and they were hearing all this. And they're like, find something on all these people and throw their ass in prison. And they indicted most of the people on the list. And what the FBI CIA guy caught on undercover tape 2 years ago, go, yeah, we investigated him for a decade, Alex Jones. We couldn't find anything, so we went ahead and just cooked up the, this fairy tale that did all this stuff to dead kids' families. It's come out in court. They ran it and funded it on top of it, not just undercover video. And they laundered the money through the charities right to the law firms. That's all come out now, too. So this is proven. So I'm going to spend as much time on Crossfire Hurricane, everything comes out of that, as I'm going to spend on Epstein. In fact, I should probably spend more, because we know Obama and we know their people still have their people all throughout the government, and we know they're going to try to come back and bring us into the total tyranny again. But there's a pharisaical thing that Christ talked about where people like to eat their own instead of go out and deal with the actual enemy. And I guess some people get thrills out of criticize Trump and be on every TV channel. I get physically ill to see them editing me out of context on every channel, everywhere, every newspaper saying Jones has turned on Trump. Jones says Trump is guilty. Jones says Trump's a pedophile. I said no such thing. And that's not my fault that they deceive and do that. But I'm physically sick over it. Physically nauseous right now. But I'm going to do the right thing and that's it. I normally feel wonderful because all I'm attacking is certified crooks that are known crooks. But just the idea of this and the behavior is horrifying. I'm done talking about that for now. Now let's talk about what we know. In the last 2 months, every week or so, the CIA, the Office of National Intelligence, and the FBI have released smoking gun proof that Obama ordered his operatives to spy on his campaign, they're already doing it, but give it the official name Crossfire Hurricane, and falsely say he was a Russian agent. They didn't know it was fake and just let it go forward. They created it, and it's all on record, the insurance policy. And I had them try to put me in prison as a Russian agent. They sent CIA through law firms to try to get me to take money multiple times in 2017. So do I appreciate them trying to put me in prison? Hell no. And to quote Tony Montana, fuck no. So see, Trump was questioned about this today. He says Obama committed treason and is guilty. The witch hunt that you should be talking about is they caught President Obama absolutely cold. They tried to rig the election and they got caught, and there should be very severe consequences. And I told you months ago there was a criminal investigation before they said there was. And I told you they really intend to indict. And the word I've gotten the last few weeks is it's going down. And that's why all this other stuff's coming out now, whether it's true or all true or none of it's true. Or if it was true, they'd already used it. But they've added some really nasties and embarrassed some people close to him. And we know some of the names. Not his family, but people close. And Trump's like, well, Epstein's dead, so why are we even going to give them what they want? Why are we going to bring all this out? Trust me, just leave it alone. Can't even do that for you, buddy. Wish I could, but I just have this issue where I can't sell out at any level. So, oh, I can snap my fingers right now and call the Democrats and say, you know what? You offered me $50 million. I want all this stuff dropped, and I want $100 million a year. And they'll go, yeah, you get it. You're going to work for us now. You're going to be a pundit that admits you were wrong, and you're going to go out and persecute your own people. Now, obviously, I won't get that deal now because I just told you about it. I would never do that. You put a gun to my head. I don't work for them. I work for God. That's my boss. And when my conscience tells me something's the right thing to do, I follow that sucker. When it comes to politics and the world and life, my conscience says don't eat that chocolate ice cream at midnight, or that conscience says this girl's hitting on you in the grocery store. Don't ask for a number. Don't ask for a number. Okay, I got the number, but then I delete it. I mean, that's about as far as I go now. I just can't help it. I mean, so, but when it comes to other people's lives, I don't lie, I don't cheat, I don't steal, I don't lie to you, and I've been proven to do that. My capacity to lie is so diminished that I even tell you bad things about myself. So you know that that's who I am. And it's because I'm not some guilt-rack goody-two-shoe. It's just a spiritual thing. I feel so good when I stand up to tyranny. I feel so good when I am not fearful. I feel so good when I make the right decision. It just is fulfilling. It's about me. I don't feel good even when I think about doing something bad. And I really feel sorry for people that get off on liking to do things bad. And that's the Democrats for sure. So some epic quotes from President Trump on the high treason that is certified. And you see the rhetoric already building up before they rolled this Epstein thing out. They're not going after him for Crossfire Hurricane and all that, and the coup plot, and the conspiracy of high treason over Epstein. It was already rolling out. I told you months and months ago. That's why the Epstein's being brought forward. But then Trump acts very guilty once it's rolled forward. So we have to admit that. But I would challenge all of you to not talk about the Epstein thing. Talk about it. But also talk about the coup conspiracy. Talk about the globalist deep state. We know they're devils. We know they're caught. We know Obama is bad. We know he hates America. He's on podcasts saying you need to have your 5-year-old, your 10-year-old be with gay men. I mean, well, that's grooming, baby. I mean, that is pedo pushing right there. And we know he's in the WikiLeaks getting delivered the hot dogs and walnut sauce. Walnut sauce is brown children in the FBI files. So we know John Podesta's getting the 7-, 8-, 9-year-old delivered for his entertainment at the hot tub in the woods at a safe location for his entertainment. That's in the email. If an email came out like that about Trump and he didn't deny it and didn't prove it was fake, I'd turn on him so fast. We know. Tony Podesta, 2007, full magazine spread, Washington Post, with his pedophile art called Dangerous Art. We know that. So how about all you conservatives and populists spend as much time on the certified evil as you spend on Trump? That's all I'm asking for, because it's wrong to say don't investigate Epstein and Trump. And it's just as wrong or worse when we know the Democrats are a pedophile Satan cult to just forget about them and put it all on Trump because he had beauty pageants and knew Epstein. That dog don't hunt. Here's a clip of Trump.
If you look at that, those papers, they have them stone cold, and it was President Obama. It wasn't lots of people all over the place. It was them, too. But the leader of the gang was President Obama, Barack Hussein Obama. Have you heard of him? And except for the fact that he gets shielded by the press for his entire life, that's the one they... Look, he's guilty. It's not a question. You know, I like to say... let's give it time. It's there. He's guilty. This was treason. This was every word you can think of. They tried to steal the election. They tried to obfuscate the election. They did things that nobody's ever even imagined, even in other countries. You've seen some pretty rough countries. This man has seen some pretty rough countries, but you've never seen anything like it. And we have all of the documents. And from what Tulsi told me, she's got thousands of additional documents coming. So President Obama, it was his concept, his idea, but he also got it from crooked Hillary Clinton. Crooked is a $3 bill. The witch hunt that you should be talking about is they caught President Obama absolutely cold, Tulsi Gabbard. What they did to this country in 2016, starting in 2016, but going up all the way going up to 2020 in the election, they tried to rig the election and they got caught, and there should be very severe consequences for that. You know, when we caught Hillary Clinton, I said, you know what, let's not go too far here. It's the ex-wife of a president, and I thought it was sort of terrible, and I let her off the hook, and I'm very happy I did. But it's time to start after what they did to me, and whether it's right or wrong, it's time to go after people. Obama's been caught
directly. Let's stop right there and come back with more of this. You just heard Trump, and I told you this months ago. He let him off the hook before himself. They're going to indict these people. It's going down. Now we're in major false flag territory. We are in maximum danger, ladies and gentlemen, right now from the deep state because Trump's going for their jugular. We'll be right back. I am cutting this announcement on the evening of July 21st, 2025. That means you've got 8 days until next Tuesday, the 29th, to take advantage of the biggest sales yet at thealexshowstore.com on some of the most amazing supplements in the world. We have the very best medical grade, Methylene Blue. You can buy one bottle of liquid, already discounted, get one absolutely free. Just go research the medical effects, the medical benefits of Methylene Blue, and understand we have the very best out there. USP grade, medical grade. We've given it to all our guests. They've all had amazing varying effects. I've given it to over 500 people personally. Only 3 or 4 of them have had no effect. That means your mitochondria is in great shape if you have no effect, but most of us need it. It has incredible benefits. The same is for the amazing Irish sea moss, Shilajit, and more. The sale goes until next Tuesday, the 29th of July, 2025, and it funds our operations. Get yours, and it funds the InfoWar. Right now, discounted. Buy one, get one free at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the ultimate turmeric, and the methylene blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome.
It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexshowstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Just announced what I've been telling you for weeks. He let Hillary Clinton off the hook for high treason. He's not letting Obama, Clapper, Brennan, and Comey off. The Justice Department is intending to indict them, not just for perjury to Congress, not just for criminal leaks, which they've all done open and shut, but for a criminal conspiracy of treason against America and the Republic itself. Trying to overturn the 2016 election, stealing the 2020 election and their ongoing operations. This is so incredibly historic. And that's why you see them pushing all the Epstein stuff up to the front. And then Trump acting very, very guilty, like he's covering up for somebody. I mean, this is historic. This is deadly dangerous. This is the prime zone for the globalists to stage mass false flags, cyber attacks, stock market crashes, new wars, you name it, because these two big, powerful groups are coming together for battle for control of the Republic. We know the Democrats are pure evil. We know they're in the WikiLeaks with little kids with John Podesta and Hillary and all of it. And so my point is we need to be covering what we know is proven. Their treason and their Pizzagate garbage. And then if stuff comes out on Trump, we'll go after him as well. But the jury's not out on them. It's out on Trump. The jury's in on the Democrats, and they are pure evil. Here's President Trump saying, Obama and his cohorts in the coup are not off the hook. We're coming for you. This is throwing down the gauntlet. It's going down.
The witch hunt that you should be talking about is they caught President Obama absolutely cold, Tulsi Gabbard. What they did to this country in 2016, starting in 2016, but going up all the way going up to 2020 in the election, they tried to rig the election, and they got caught. And there should be very severe consequences for that. You know, when we caught Hillary Clinton, I said, you know what? Let's not go too far here. It's the ex-wife of a president, and I thought it was sort of terrible. And I let her off the hook, and I'm very happy I did. But it's time to start, after what they did to me, and whether it's right or wrong, it's time to go after people. Obama's been caught directly. So people say, oh, you know, a group. It's not a group. It's Obama. His orders are on the paper. The papers are signed. The papers came right out of their office. They sent everything to be highly classified. Well, the highly classified's been released. And what they did in 2016 and in 2020 is very criminal. It's criminal at the highest level. So that's really the things you should be talking about.
And then, of course, he said, Obama is guilty of treason. Where have we ever seen a U.S. president say this? Never. And about another president and have the proof. I've gotten the FBI documents and the NSA documents that I was being spied on with Trump starting in 2013. Here it is.
If you look at those papers, they have them stone cold. And it was President Obama. It wasn't lots of people all over the place. It was them, too. But the leader of the gang was President Obama. Barack Hussein Obama. Have you heard of him? And except for the fact that he gets shielded by the press for his entire life, that's the one they look. He's guilty. It's not a question. You know, I like to say, let's give it time. It's there. He's guilty. This was treason. This was every word you can think of. They tried to steal the election. They tried to obfuscate the election. They did things that nobody's ever even imagined, even in other countries. You've seen some pretty rough countries. This man has seen some pretty rough countries, but you've never seen anything like it. And we have all of the documents. And from what Tulsi told me, she's got thousands of additional documents coming. So President Obama, it was his concept, his idea, but he also got it from Crooked Hillary Clinton.
That's
Crooked
right.
is a $3
and the
bill.
Documents are already out. She's just collated them, and they have secret emails. This was all run by DHS and the Pentagon.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. It's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
Oggiunne tanto fulmerà, sfinirà chi può sozzelis, consuma vivi, fulmerà, sutra di fratellis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, if you don't study AI and computers and markets and the stock market and geopolitics, you don't know what a rock star Martin Armstrong is, but people that follow that do. I won't go over his whole bio because we have limited time. 45 years working in the stock market, researching monetary history and determination, to harness the power of computers and artificial intelligence. He also knows most of the major world leaders and advises major governments, and he's managed hundreds of billions of dollars over the years. And he's not one, because I've been following him for 30 years, so I really got informed, he is not one that exaggerates in my experience. So a few days ago, when I saw this headline, it was like a punch in the stomach. Plan on it. Martin Armstrong sees 100% chance of nuclear war on the current trajectory we're on. So does the Rand Corporation on the threat escalation ladder. Doesn't mean it's going to happen, but it's like you're driving a bus to the Grand Canyon. You're now a mile away. You keep going down that road. You're going over the edge. And we're going 100 miles an hour right now. And how that ties into the Epstein thing blowing up, the Crossfire Hurricane treason coming out with all the documents. This is all coming to a head with these different factions, how it ties into the Genius Act, the new digital currency, all of it and more with Martin Armstrong. And you can go to armstrongeconomics.com and ask Socrates, ask-socrates.com. Martin, thank you so much, sir, for being here. Wow, what an incredibly spectacular, intriguing, dangerous, horrifying, exhilarating time. Anybody saying we're not living in interesting times or things are boring or there's a slow news day ever, they just must have their head, you know, where the sun don't shine. So, Martin, thanks for being with us. Let's dive right into it.
Well, I think that, I've said many times, how does a country, default? It's when you cannot sell the new debt to pay off the old. And that's what the whole BRICS thing was. The Biden administration, they, took, Russia out of the SWIFT system. Then they actually threatened China. We'll do the same to you if you help Russia. So then they remove. All right. The BRICS took place because of this geopolitical nonsense. All right. And when you go into war and you're threatening China, China held 10% of the U.S. national debt. So they start dumping. All right. Because you go into war, we're not going to pay it. You know, we got $1 trillion worth of interest expenditures, and at 10%, that meant $100 billion goes to China. Then what? They use it to buy missiles to shoot back. They cut that off. So that's why they've been buying gold, because they're not even buying euro. They're selling everything because the West is going to war with them. They know that. All right. And this is why Congress suddenly, with a bipartisan movement, came out with the Genius Act. What they're doing is, this is the same scenario that took place for the Civil War. In 1863, to sell debt to pay for the Civil War, the U.S. Treasury, they came up with this system, and they're called Treasury National Bank Notes. They told the banks that if they bought the government debt, they could then issue currency against it, okay, to keep the liquidity going. That's what this Genius Act is doing. They're just, instead of banks being the issuing currency, they're issuing the stable coins backed by U.S. debt. So because of all this friction with war, if you cannot sell the new debt to pay off the old, you go into default, no less trying to raise money to pay for a continued war.
And what you're explaining for those who don't know this rule, and Elon made this point at the World Government Summit this year, when governments historically get into a default, they always go to war. And so how do we get out of that cycle? Because now we have nuclear weapons, we can't do that.
Look, I've been screaming, as you know, for the last few years to the top of my lungs. I don't think I can stop it. The problem here is that Europe is in dire straits. And as you know, when they were forming the euro, they came to me and I said, this is how we create a currency. But Helmut Kohl wouldn't consolidate the debts, and he didn't allow the German people to even vote to join the euro. He took the country in unilaterally. So the problem here is that the euro has never been able to compete with the dollar. As a fund manager, I can pick up the phone and say, buy me $10 billion worth of U.S. treasuries. I can't do that with Europe. I still got to make the same decisions as if the euro never existed. Do I want Germany? Do I want France? Do I want Italy?
And again, let me just back you up what you're saying. You did all that historically. It's on record. For those that don't know, the head finance ministers of all the major Western EU nations, France, Sweden, UK, all of them, the Netherlands, Germany, they all said in the last 2 years, our business model is a 20, 30-year war with Russia. It's the only way we're going to prop ourselves up. They want all these new taxes to put into a black hole, 30% of all the money raised in the EU to go to the war. And they believe Russia will be broken up into five pieces. That's official. It is an insane gamble. And 3.5 years in, Russia has clearly won, outproducing weapons 3-1. And so they are demographically, financially collapsing. China is having its own issues. And so they're literally dragging us into this. Trump has been right to try to get us out of it, but he's unable to. And so that's why, please, you're giving us the background, but I appreciate that. But I really respect your views on this. The new thing, you're saying plan on it. Martin Armstrong sees 100% chance of nuclear war. Can you elaborate on what you said recently?
Well, our computer, which isn't, you know, it's been phenomenal in forecasting war. All right. And I stood up in 2011, said the war cycle turns up in 2014. That's all videotaped. It's documented. 2013, I stood up and I said, okay, fine. The computer's projecting this will start in Ukraine. All right. So these are not my personal opinions. And what's going on now is basically the computer showing what we call a panic cycle for next year. Which I've never seen a panic cycle on the yearly level in war. So it's showing that escalation should start from next week going up. I think Trump has played into this wrongly with his demand for this 50-day nonsense. What do you really expect to do? You got war coming. Every European government is planning for war. You had Merz come out and say, there's, you know, diplomacy's off the table. Forget that. I spoke to in three different countries in Europe. I asked, can you please name one European leader that has attempted any diplomatic communications with Putin? No name. Nobody has. The only one that even bothered to call him was Trump. That was it. And Europe was all upset about that. They need war. Otherwise, their economy is going to collapse. The German economy has shrunk already by 3%, if not 5%. All right. Losing the, and by shrinking, I mean the number of jobs possible are declining, not just a recession. So, and Germany's 25% of the GDP of Europe. There's, it's done. It's finished. All right. So they need this war to keep going. Otherwise, the people are going to be coming, storming the parliaments with pitchforks. Their pension funds have generally have to have by law at least 70% government debt.
And that goes back to Henry VIII. That goes back to Henry VIII's one example. It's historical to the movie The King, documents it. It's on the records. He had rebellions in Scotland, Ireland, and in Wales with the Welsh. So his advisors said, we'll just have a war with your cousin, the French king. He had rebellions. He wanted one, too. Real soldiers died, but they staged it. And then there's many examples of that.
Yeah.
But you can't do that now with nuclear weapons against Russia. It is insane. What are they thinking?
See, what I've heard is they are telling these leaders, oh, don't worry about that. He'll never use push the button for a nuke because he knows it would blow back on them. What if you're wrong? You know, they've been wrong about absolutely every war.
We know the Russian doctrine. They never started. They never started. They finish it. If they start rolling back the Russians and beating them, the Russians are going to use tactical nuclear. And within 30 minutes, the U.S. will hit them with bigger stuff. And then within an hour, we're all dead.
Look, what's going on right now? What this basic 50-day thing is about is that reliable sources are saying Ukraine is about to lose. The real death toll is close to 1.5.
That's right. I was told by high-level Pentagon 2 days ago, Mitt reported, that they're now drawing up plans to remove Zelensky. The U.S. is.
They have to. If they do not remove Zelensky and allow the Ukrainian people to vote, that's it. I mean, he's only listening to NATO and to basically Stammer, etc., and Mertz. And what they know that it's going to collapse. So Russia, I've been hearing for at least 2 months now, they were preparing to send in 250,000 troops into Ukraine. The precedent they're going to want to use is that that you're looking at in 95 they went into Bosnia, and 99 they went into Kosovo, and neither one were NATO countries. So that's the precedent. Oh, it's humanitarian.
And let me back you up here. It's to help a country seized by a dictator. Zelensky, Victor Boots, high level in the Russian government, as people know, has Putin's ear. He told us a month and a half ago, he said, no, he wanted everybody to know. He said, no, we're preparing to go in with hundreds of thousands of troops and encircle Kharkiv and Kiev. And he wanted them to know that. And so I can confirm from the Russians, they're planning that.
Yeah, this is why NATO's, looking at sending in 250,000. And so Trump's 50 days, what does he really expect out of this? There's no way that Putin can say, oh, okay, fine, I'll sign a peace deal, which is completely bogus anyhow.
They just rejected it again. They just said this is all bull. Trump's unable to influence NATO today, and we're not backing down.
Yeah, it's look, you had Medvedev basically coming out saying, you should do a preemptive strike. They're pushing this to the absolute limit. And it's not my opinion. The computer is showing tensions are rising from next week on. And it looks like we're going to see a major war starting.
And by the way, you're one of the first guys 40 years ago, pre-AI, to create computer models that were 99% accurate. I mean, that was, people don't remember, that was all over the news at the time. The government freaked out over what you were able to do. So it's not like it's not like you're some guy in a garage that says, oh, my computer shows this. You were right over and over again.
Look, I designed the computer back in the 70s to be largely a hedge fund manager, and it tracks all the international capital flows, et cetera. And back in the 80s, we got called in by the Central Bank of Lebanon, asked to make a model. And I put in the data that they had, and it said that their country was going to fall apart in 8 days. I thought there was something wrong. And when I told them that, they said, well, what currency would you recommend? They obviously saw this, that money was moving and knew that civil war was coming. All right. So they just came to us for the timing. Then the computer, I heard the same thing with, had a client in Saudi Arabia. It was one of the biggest shippers. They called and they said, Iraq's going to start attacking shipping in the Gulf tomorrow. What do you think gold's going to do? I said, you tell me a war's going to start tomorrow? He says, yes. By the time I got into the 90s, I understood how the computer was doing, projecting wars. People always know in advance, and the markets start to move. The October 7th Hamas thing, all the, the defense stocks started rising a week in advance. The SEC used our stuff.
So you basically,
after 9/11.
You track the insider trading, basically.
Yeah, look, the SEC used our model to look at who bought puts on airlines just before 9/11. That stuff all came from us. What really kind of brought it up with the CIA and everything else was when I stood up at our June 98 conference in London and I said, all right, fine. The computer says Russia's going to collapse and I get a little more in 30 days. And that was the long-term capital management crisis, the debt default in Russia. It was just a real mess. And that's when the CIA came and said, all right, we've been following you guys for a long time. And they wanted the model. And I didn't want to give it to them. But this is what basically unfolds. Somebody always knows when the markets begin to move. You're starting to see the metals go back up to retest the highs. All right. They'll eventually break through, and this is in advance of June.
Okay, we got to go break in 7 minutes. I'm going to hold you to about 40 after 45. I really appreciate your time, but we got some time now. I want to revisit the economy, but I'm more focused on everybody on the surface of the earth being dead. Here's a clip of you of 2 days ago, and I want you to elaborate on this, and specifically, how do we stop this? Plan on it. Martin Armstrong sees 100% chance of nuclear war. Here it is.
Can they avoid nuclear war? Can we avoid nuclear war at this point?
Not with the people we have in power. Simple as that.
You're counting. Your computer is saying war, nuclear war, sooner than later. There's no getting around it. Say it again. You can't what?
I can't stop it. I've done my best. I've yelled and screamed on the top of the roof. And so everybody.
People should plan on nuclear war.
Plan it. Look, this is coming.
Even if we're not completely wiped out with that nuclear warfare, there's going to be nasty things going on. I mean, this is Martin Armstrong we're talking about. When he says there's a 100% chance of nuclear war, this is Martin Armstrong. This is not some kooky, crazy, fear porn guy. According to Martin Armstrong, he's 100% sure at some point we have nuclear war, sooner than later.
And you've got Trump freaking out when he hears about side issues and things. And I've taught people behind the scenes. He goes, I want to stop war. I want to end this war in Russia. And I want to secure the border. And I want to save the economy, because he understands how desperate he's got, obviously, his own people. The EU is just completely insane. You look at Macron and Merz and Starmer all with their cocaine on the train. I mean, these lunatics are going to get us all killed. Martin Armstrong, how do we stop this?
Europe's got to throw these people out. I mean, just look at every one of them, from Starmer, Macron, Merz. I mean, they're all the same. They're the former head of Netherlands, now the head of NATO, one of the worst neocons up there. And you've got, Kalis, who was the former head of Estonia, actually coming out saying Russia's too big and needs to be broken up. They're insane. They're completely insane. They think that they can actually take down Russia. And the way they present it is if Russia, you know, will fall. Even at Kinzinger, the, you know, the neocon that they stuck on the January 6th committee, said, oh, we could take Russia in 3 days. Really?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you know, they also said we could take out, you know, even Iraq in less than a week.
Yeah, so Vietnam, we can't take out in 10 years. But now let's move on to people that have 50-something plus submarines loaded with each submarine enough nukes to blow up every city we've got. I mean, this is just beyond megalomania, insane Satanism.
Putin has already warned. They have nuclear weapons as a, you know, as like a torpedo. And he's already, you know, I don't know how much has made the news over here, but he has said they could just, you know, basically explode one off the East Coast, and there goes Washington, New York, etc.
Yeah, and for people that don't know why that's so important, they go, torpedo, who cares with, you know, some mega super ton H-bomb. That point is you can't shoot it down with anti-missile systems. That's Russia's answer. It's why 10 years ago they showed the graphs on the table on purpose, showing that they're going to launch these hydrogen bombs that detonate deep off the coast and then send in 1,000-foot waves 50 miles into the United States.
Yeah, you can't stop that. It's not, you can't have an anti-missile to shoot it down. This is being fired by a sub, all right? I mean, and they could do one on the East Coast and one on the West Coast.
You know they're gonna hit Houston. You know they're gonna hit everything.
I mean, it's, look, I know, you know, Bill Kristol, whose father started the whole neocon stuff.
The Trotskyite.
He even spoke at one of our conferences. And back in the 90s, I argued with him. He said if we took out Saddam Hussein, Assad out of Syria, and Gaddafi, we'll bring peace to the Middle East. I said, you're out of your mind. He even wrote the book to justify going into Iraq. And I said, you know, the Middle East, we drew these borders, not them. All right. They don't see themselves as Iraqis or Syrians, etc. They see it's still tribal. They see themselves as Sunnis versus Shiite versus Kurd, Druze. I mean, this is basically, you know, that's really the Middle East, you know, and I don't know. These people just constantly, I don't know if they were, you know, mentally deranged in the 50s when we all had to hide underneath our desks in third grade or something.
Well, we know what it is. I mean, his dad was the head of the Trotskyite, except for Stalin had him killed in Mexico with the ISACs. And they got pissed and became total Russia-phobes, moved to the U.S. The CIA brought them in to take over the Republican Party with William F. Buckley. It's all mainstream news, not even hidden. And they are actually, along with Viktor Brzezinski on the other side, Russophobes, who literally got control of U.S. policy during the Cold War. Then they staged 9/11, and they're terrorists.
Look, you had Victoria Nuland, Garland, who brought the charges against Trump, and then you have Blinken. Look at their backgrounds. All three claim that their families were from the Ukraine area. All three claim that their families were persecuted by Russia. This is personal. This is not national security. They have usurped the national security of this country. The same as you're talking about, you know, Obama, etc., all that stuff. That's
and look
going
at Trudeau.
Right now.
Trudeau's deputy prime minister. Her dad was the head Nazi in Ukraine. She's a Russophobe. A little bit. Let's come back and talk about how we stop this with Armstrong Williams. Armstrong Williams, Martin Armstrong. Always get Martin. With Martin Armstrong, we're going to come back and talk about the economy as well. Stay with us.
Yeah.
I am cutting this announcement on the evening of July 21st, 2025. That means you've got 8 days until next Tuesday, the 29th, to take advantage of one of the biggest sales yet at thealexjonesstore.com on some of the most amazing supplements in the world. We have the very best medical grade methylene blue. You can buy one bottle of liquid, already discounted, get one absolutely free. Just go research the medical effects, the medical benefits of methylene blue, and understand we have the very best out there. USP grade, medical grade. We've given it to all our guests. They've all had amazing varying effects. I've given it to over 500 people personally. Only three or four of them have had no effect. That means your mitochondria is in great shape if you have no effect, but most of us need it. It has incredible benefits. The same is for the amazing Irish sea moss, Shilajit, and more. The sale goes until next Tuesday, the 29th of July, 2025, and it funds our operations. Get yours, and it funds the InfoWar. Right now, discounted. Buy one, get one free at TheAlexShowStore.com, and I thank you for your support. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione, and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. And so as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Starting about 25 years ago, they sent representatives from Clear Channel, one of their vice presidents, to try to get me to sell out and be a neocon, and I said no. And the offer was big, but not that big a deal. No national show, syndication book deals. Then Roger Ailes approached me repeatedly, offered me Sunday shows, moved to New York. If I did good, they were going to syndicate me to be the next Limbaugh, because he was having heart problems then. He lived a lot longer than they thought. And they wanted to give me a nightly show on Fox. They said, you're going to be the new Rush Limbaugh. And I said, no, thanks, because they said, we're going to control what you say. And then I had Henry Kissinger reach out, did it in front of my producers. So that's why I tell that story, because they didn't say it was off record. They said, we want you to come to New York. Kissinger wants to meet with you. We want you to join our group. We want to back you, control the populist movement we know is coming in the future. I said, no, thanks. He said, well, you're an idiot. You're crazy. That was Rothkopf, right in front of John Harmon, still here today. He's been here 25 years. And that was like 16, 17 years ago. And then, you know, these are all off-record meetings, and if somebody sends a private jet to pick me up, and I've already got somewhere to go, I've met with Bilderberg group members and tech heads and people many times. And I haven't done it in a few years just because I've just said there's no point in meeting. You know what I'm going to do. You know what I'm going to say. And they don't even try to get me to sell out at these meetings. They actually say, well, we think there'll probably be a nuclear war on the trajectory we're going with Russia. And where do you think you'd move? And I'm like, you're better experts than me. Well, we've got a place in, Patagonia. I guess it's in the Andes or whatever. So, but a full nuclear war with Russia and China, it's not going to be safe in the Southern Hemisphere either. It's going to be road warrior, total breakdown of society. So when Martin Armstrong, one of the top economists with one of the oldest, best computer models that he updates, tells you that we're on a collision course with nuclear war, and NATO says, oh, we're going to have a conventional war, Russia will never use nukes, this is beyond Russian roulette. This isn't where you put one bullet, you know, one cartridge in there, and you've got six cylinders, and you spin it, and then you... This is, I would say this is like loading on this trajectory five bullets in and spinning it. You know, maybe you got one out of six chances Russia blinks. You know, they kept thinking they blink, because they did, but not with Ukraine. And so just in closing on that, what can Trump do? What can we do to have sanity? We know they're trying to vote out the EU leadership. The unelected commission keeps canceling elections, arresting political opposition like Le Pen and other sane people, you know, canceling Romanian elections, trying to use it as a detonator with Russia there on the Black Sea. I mean, what can be done? And you say heating up starting the next week through next year. What's the timeline of maximum danger? We know the EU has been saying, and NATO, we're going to send in these peacekeepers to fight the Russians for a year. They're now gearing up for it. What's the timeline? How do we stop this? How long do we have? Mr. Armstrong.
Well, our computer's projecting, I'd have to look at the months for next year, but it's projecting 2026 in general. And I think that rather than a full-blown nuclear war, we're definitely going to see probably more of the tactical nukes, but I would not put it past, using... the nukes and the sub to create tsunamis. I think it's the people in Europe have to be removed. The euro was never designed properly, and I was the one in '98. I was called in and sat down with them on this. The real problem we're going to have here is that these people are about to lose power. And if they don't create some sort of a war, then this is the people are going to be storming, the parliaments with pitchforks. I did speak to someone very close to Trump and a couple of months ago, and I said, we have to get out of NATO. They're going to create a false flag to try and drag us in. And I was actually surprised. The response was, yes, we know you're correct. So I didn't say it was nuts. So obviously things are starting to heat up a bit. And that's what I want to talk about was the Genius Act.
And let's go there next. But first, what are you hearing? The Epstein thing. I never saw any evidence of Trump doing anything wrong. They would have brought it out on him before. But then he says, don't look at it. Make it go away. Now they're sending the Deputy Attorney General to meet with Ghislaine Maxwell. The Democrats are going all in on this versus the confirmed treason of Obama. And, claiming Trump was a Russian agent, that's all confirmed. The word I got is they are getting ready to indict Clapper, Brennan, and Comey. So could you speak to that and then to the Genius Act?
Look, the whole reason Hillary started the Russiagate was because back then they were trying to get into create a regime change in Russia. They blackmailed Yeltsin back then. Okay. They asked me to put in $10 billion into this Hermitage Capital. I refused. Who was behind that Hermitage Capital? Evan Safra, but also Bill Browder. Who was Bill Browder? Maxwell's right-hand man. So this is all kind of really tied in. And who put me in contempt of court because I refused to basically cooperate with them? James Comey. Comey was well aware of what was going on. And you know, it's now come out that, you know, he basically covered up for Hillary. When somebody, is interviewed by the FBI, they always take notes because you can be prosecuted for lying to the FBI. And when it came to Hillary testifying before Comey, he didn't take notes. Why? Because he was part of it. All right. This whole thing is just, it's just a real mess. It's very much all lined up. You know, back in the 90s, I was warned, you know, be careful. They will try to use women to get into you. And so this whole Epstein thing, it's not about pedophiles. It's probably the biggest blackmail operation in history. And I'm sure, you know, the real problem they have stumbled into, if they release the names, who did what for what? And who was really behind this? This was not something that Epstein did personally.
Oh, he was certainly a front guy. And so you just said it again with your long history, that you saw Ghislaine connected to Comey and the globalists. Did you ever see in all your financial operations anything with Trump involved?
No. Did not. Trump was more into the real estate side. He wasn't really into the financial markets. Just about everybody else was, the Oracle of Wall Street was involved. I go back a long time. I dealt with really with.
Sure. Well, I've talked to everybody else. They never saw anything with Trump. That's why I think he's innocent. Then why act so guilty and say everybody needs to just move on and shut up about this? Why?
Largely because I think that you expose this and it's going to be a lot more than people anticipate. Who was the backers? Was it the CIA? Was it, Mossad? I think it goes a lot further than people suspect.
Of course.
And if you remember Elliot Spritzer, all right, he took down Hank Greenberg, the head of AIG, all right, insisted he had to resign. Hank Greenberg was refusing to insure the mortgage-backed securities for Goldman Sachs. So they removed him. Then AIG would insure Goldman Sachs. All right. But then Elliot Spritzer, who was being fed information, was a pawn, thought he actually was the king of the mountain and was going to turn against Wall Street and clean out of. What happened? Oh, all of a sudden all these checks came out. He was paying hookers. How about that? So they always use this. I suspect there's a lot more involved here than people, who was really behind this. I was in the middle of the attempted, regime change of Russia, back in 2000. And they've always been doing this. I was told to put in $10 billion and I would get $100 back.
Absolutely. That's what I said originally, is bare minimum, Mossad, CIA, these networks, they believe it'll crash the stock market if all these corporate leaders and business leaders and science leaders and government leaders, not Trump, get implicated. And then Trump's like, it's too dangerous, it'll sink the economy, move on. And the Democrats can't help themselves. They're still trying to use it, even though it really implicates them. And that's what's going on.
Look, if there was anything in there that really implicated Trump, they would have pulled it out, right, for the election.
The last three.
They've had these files. They knew what the heck was in the files. The real question is, all these people that were blackmailed, what did they do in return for it? So you have no idea where this is, like a spider web, and it goes off in every which direction.
He was a clearinghouse for the CIA, Mossad, MI6. You could come to him to run target operations even for corporations. You always think of governments doing stuff. Corporations do even more. We know Gates was using him to target key scientists and people. So in closing, Genius Act, why is it such a big deal? MTG, General Flynn warned it has this digital dollar provision that goes towards the central bank digital currency. Then Trump's financial advisor the day they signed it said, no, this is the path for a digital dollar, as you're saying, and so it's a form of new treasury. This is a pretty big deal.
Yeah, what people don't realize it is that it's not a CBDC. If the Fed cannot do a CBDC, it would need a search warrant to look at your account. So it's the same agenda as COVID. All right. The First Amendment says the government cannot. All right. It doesn't.
So they
say
get you. They get you to opt in. I'm sorry to interrupt you. They get you to opt in. Start over. You said the government said it cannot. Interrupt you. Go ahead.
Yeah, the First Amendment says the government cannot interfere in your free speech. First Amendment. So what do? They pick up the phone, they call Facebook or YouTube, and they can do it. That's fine. All right? Legal. So what they're doing with stablecoin is that it's the same exact MO as what they did for the Civil War. They issued national bank notes in 1863. The same scheme. They told the banks, if you buy our debt, you can then issue currency against it. Okay, so what happened was that's what you get. You can look on our site. We give you pictures of all the national bank notes that were issued in 1863. So that's how they sold the debt to fund the Civil War. So this is what's going on here. All right. They are.
And then Kennedy tried to reissue some of that under $5 bills, U.S. notes, not Treasury, not Federal Reserve notes, right before he got killed in 63.
Yeah. Look, it's, these stable coins is the same exact MO that, yes, that's what they look like.
So is this a major move against the Federal Reserve?
No, what it is that you have threatened China and all these countries with war. China held 10% of the U.S. national debt. All right. And you're threatening them with war. They're not going to buy U.S. debt. The default comes when you can't sell the new debt to pay off.
So it's a new bubble, a new backstop.
Right. This is basically people think, oh, stable coins. All right. Great. This is, you know, crypto. Sorry, you're the next sucker in line. You're going to replace China and everybody else in buying the national debt to fund the coming war. That's what they need. That's why there was a bipartisan agreement.
Yeah.
So, they don't agree on something unless it's absolutely critical.
So you're saying this is a new form of war. This is a new form of war bond.
Yeah, pretty much that's what it is. It's the exact same thing as 1863.
How do you think they'll perform?
Paper coins instead of paper currency. That's all.
So if we win the war, they perform. If we don't,
they're gone.
And of course, that's what it is. It's a war bond. Good God, we really are going to war.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's simple as that. No different. History repeats because they always come up with the same scheme, similar, all right, when they're faced with the same situation.
Sure, humans always act the same. But this is crazy.
Right.
It's hiding in plain view. It's true. But they don't want to call it a war bond. That would freak everybody out.
Right. So you call it stable coins backed by U.S. Treasuries.
This stable coin, bipartisan, is a war bond, which should tell everybody right. What they need to know.
That's why it was bipartisan. All right. They don't agree on anything. If, we're not going to, Trump's going to make some money off this, they depose it. Okay. They agree on this. The two people that voted against it, all right, was Marjorie and Luna.
Incredible.
You know, this is
impressive, Martin Armstrong. That was hiding in plain view. It's a war bond, not even hidden. Good Lord. ArmstrongEconomics.com. And then you got your other great site everybody should check out, ask-socrates.com. Join us again, and God bless you, sir.
Well, thank you for inviting me. Take care.
Thank you. Oh, my God, we are in deep trouble. Get right with Jesus, folks. That's all I can tell you. Get right with Jesus. This is bad, 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 bad. And it'll be great, you know, to back up the treasuries and things. I'm sure that's what Trump said. That's how he was sold. But it's a war bond. All right, here's what I'm going to do. You've got to stay with me because I got Stuart Rhodes coming in. I want to cover the waterfront on the Obama treason and what needs to happen and what the deep state's going to pull and obvious false flags incoming. I want to get into, after he leaves us, this stack's been stacking up for 4 days since Sunday. Really good stuff around the world against the transgender pedo cult as the world wakes up to it and fights it. The UN issues its main report, calls for a ban on sex changes for children, declares transgenderism a threat to women. And that's all our leadership, Trump's leadership, but it's a giant stack of stuff like that. I didn't get to this yesterday. I've got to get to it. The findings by Congress and by the federal agencies on the auto pen, it was illegal. Some years, like 2024, and one of the other years too, transgender of 2022, 100% of the things he signed, he had no idea he didn't sign them. And it's been found by the different federal bodies and agencies and that it is 100% illegal. And they testify that to Congress. That's kind of a big deal. I mean, everything is coming to a head. Then you got Trump going to war with the private Federal Reserve. You have the Treasury Secretary saying, yeah, we need criminal investigation of the Federal Reserve for everything. This is not the old Trump. You just saw him say, Obama's guilty of treason. I didn't go after him before. I thought it'd be bad for the country, but we can't help it. Whether it's good or bad, he means for the economy. That's what he always thinks about. He's doing it. And then you understand why. You heard Armstrong. I mean, he knows where the bodies are buried. And he's like, no, Trump never connected to any of that. He, you know, Ghislaine was part of the group trying to buy him off. That's on record. That'll happen. And then Comey and them threw him in prison for a while because he wouldn't cooperate. And that's what they do. They come to you because you're good and you're successful and you're smart. And they go, you're going to work for us. We're going to throw your... First they go, you want a bunch of money? You go, no. Nope. Well, we're going to throw your ass in prison. You don't. And by the grace of God, I haven't been put in prison yet. They told me back when the richest man on earth tried to buy me off as an off-record meeting, so I didn't ever talk about it. 2017, they said, listen, you're going to get destroyed in the media and then sued and bankrupted. And they said, and worse. I go, what do you mean? Well, you know what happens. Am I being threatened to be killed? No. Just, you know. There's so many laws. Anybody's committing a crime not even knowing it. Show me the man. I'll find you the crime. I said, all right. Good to know. That was just one of many times they threatened me. And I've told you the ones with Koskov and Koskov up in Connecticut in front of the judge and my lawyer. Even though that was a sealed deal, don't say anything about it. Because that's all. I'll bring me in. Try to get me sanctioned. We'll bring in that federal judge that was there. We'll bring in Norm Pattis. Because you can't, in a mediation, say, we're the mafia and you'll be defeated and you better work for us. And then I got to shut up about that. So I've talked about Kissinger trying to hire me because that was on record. He didn't hide it. I've talked about Koskov and Koskov again 2 years ago at the next mediation in Fort Worth with a federal judge in a courthouse. And they come back and say, listen, this will all go away. Just stop talking about this and that and this and that. And I said, okay. I told my lawyers, yeah, go ask what they want. I said, it's going to be a bigger list. They're going to want a meeting, a conference. And they go, how'd you know that? Do you have their room tapped? And I said, I told you. They said, we've never seen this before. I said, because you're not in a normal legal case. That's the deep state. They have the head of the FBI legal counsel for Connecticut is in there running it in the courtroom. Call him in here. He's the boss. You understand who these people are? And they think they can just go on forever and everything's going to be okay. They can just do whatever they want. because it's Alex Jones. Hey, this is a fake auction, Stephanopoulos asked him, the Bloomberg group. And they go, well, it's Alex Jones. You know, there's just some people can't be bought and can't be intimidated. You can't starve me out and you can't make me run. Because these old boys were raised with shotguns. We say grace. We say amen. And if you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. Yeah, I'd like to shoot some meat. I'd like to spit some beech nut in that dude's eyes. And you know, do what with my old 45? And all you good old boys been wanting to get a war, you're probably going to get one. But it's going to be nuclear wasteland. You're fighting for your life. I mean, it's a good chance we're all going to wake up dead soon. Because the old financial system's coming to an end. And the globalists want to stay in power, and they need a war to do it. In the meantime, I'm not going to back down. I'm going to tell the absolute truth, the best information I have. You've got that on my soul, on the souls of my children and the souls of my grandchildren. Plus, you've seen the action, but I need your support. And we make it easy. Good Lord. You've seen the rave reviews. You've heard the rave reviews. Our methylene blue is spectacular. James O'Keefe's vision got better. And I looked it up. I'd forgotten the studies about all the stuff it does for your eyesight. This stuff is amazing. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Sale goes until next Tuesday. The bombshell mega sale. Buy a bottle of the methylene blue capsules or liquid. Very same product. It's easier to take around with you in the capsules. It's fortified with vitamin C to supercharge it in the capsules. Buy one already discounted, get one free. Same thing with the Shilajit gummies. Take an hour to get into that. So amazing. Same thing with the IRC moss. These are super nutrients. These are next level. In the case of the Shilajit and the IRC moss, it's a fusion. There's the Power Drive special, 50% off right now. That's over the top insane. Check out those new products. All at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And I want to thank you all for being our backers. Everything we do here is only possible because of you. Become a VIP. For $30 a month, cancel anytime. Get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales on top of everything. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I can't do it without you. You are the heart of this operation. I'll never back down or give up, but I could give out without your help. Plus the great products. Get them now. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to TheAlexJonesStore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Ooh.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
If by Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies. Or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same. If you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch. If neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much. If you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
So the crew just reminded me that James O'Keefe has not tried methylene blue, or they asked me to ask him. He has it, doesn't know what it is, but he's so nice and trusting, he just took it. It's actually cyanide, James. No, seriously.
Trying to poison me.
Usually, I'm joking, you know, it's really good for you. It takes 30 minutes to hit. It's not a stimulant, but it creates mitochondrial function and skips the oxidative process two levels or three levels in the cells. Usually takes 30 minutes to hit. You're on Owen at four. Just please, Owen, talk to Owen. Ask if it hit you, what you felt. And if you didn't, we're going to put it on air, and you'll be the only guest that hasn't. So slam the rest of your medicine.
You got it.
So you're asking what methylene blue is. It is something RFK Jr. pushes. It's something I've known about for years. But we've got the best, and it is amazing what it does to your body.
All right. I look forward to that.
Sometimes it hits in 15 minutes. You got to let us know what you feel.
Wait. I've been drinking it for about 10 minutes, so we'll see.
You just started drinking about 2 minutes ago.
I finished the rest of it.
20 minutes later.
I just took it. I took a lot of it, and I would say it was the effect on me was light sensations. It was increased light perception. That's what happened to
me. The pixels of the world around you,
yeah,
simulation,
like
enhanced a little bit?
Enhancing my eyes when a light and I woke away, it was just a bit of enhancement perception there.
Now that's what it did for James O'Keefe. What will it do for you? The good news is medical doctors have told me the very small percentage of people that don't have any effect, it means your mitochondria is so incredibly healthy, you don't need it. But that's, for my research, less than 1% of people. Find out what it'll do for you. What can you lose? You're funding the info war at thealexjonesstore.com with the widest selection of Patriot apparel, incredible supplements, tactical daggers, and more. Get it and experience the adventure for yourself. And then please shoot your own videos. Do your own reports. Tell us the response that you've gotten, because it's literally less than 1% of people that feel nothing. Most people have incredible responses. It all varies on your physiology and your genetics. Get yours now, right now. Almost forgot. Until next Tuesday, the 29th, we have the Mega Bombshell Blowout Sale. Get a bottle of methylene blue, capsules or liquid discounted, and get the second bottle free, along with other great supplements like Irish, sea moss, Shilajit, and more, right now in a limited time offer at thealexjonesstore.com.
When RFK Jr. mixes something into his drink, people pay attention. Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water? Methylene blue. Mel Gibson also praised methylene blue on Joe Rogan recently.
This stuff works, man.
A stimulant stimulates cells themselves to turn the cell up. This turns the energy up. That's why there's no letdown. That's why you can take this and go to sleep, too. But you sleep better on it, in my experience.
No, I really like it. I'm going to have to get on this stuff.
Here, show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Are we seeing the You got it.
Well, we have
the vindicated, commuted, not pardoned, Stuart Rhodes, the founder of Oath Keepers, former lawyer, paratrooper, former, you know, Ron Paul advisor, staffer, known this guy for a long time since you showed up on the scene. Always great analysis. You predicted Trump would be reelected. You predicted that they would pardon the J6 criminals because they had a fake committee. And boy, I was in front of them. I told them they were criminals. Then they destroyed almost all the interviews, including the one with me. But here you are. And, I didn't know your view on Epstein. I asked your view and I basically agree with it so far. I didn't know your view on the treason stuff, but we're gonna get into all that. We have these big competing stories. We have certified Obama. We already knew this back at the time, but now it's all out. Flynn says he's seen it. I've been told what it is. They're gonna release thousands of pages because Brennan, Clapper, Comey, and their minions, Strzok, Page, covered their asses saying Obama told us to do this. And my bosses met with Obama. Obama, we knew back at the time, 2013, started putting me, Trump, and 24 other people around Trump, 24 total, under surveillance because they thought I would support Trump, even though I didn't talk to the Trump people for a year after that. They got recruited by Roger Stone long before he announced. And I've talked about that before. He's saying, hey, if he runs, you're going to support him. I said, yeah, if it's not somebody better, yeah. I mean, you know, he was attacking Obama, all that. So we know they didn't call it Crossfire Hurricane then. I've shown the documents, by the way, the NSA documents, all of it, that Arpaio got us. And from feds that were able to access it. It was my private numbers, Trump's, all of it. We confirmed it. Then we learned with the FOIA request we did years ago, they didn't release until Trump got in, that I was under national security investigation starting 2013. That's how they did it, with the FISA court. And so I'm in the middle of this. I don't put myself in it because, oh, I'm in the middle of it. No, this guy was put in prison for doing nothing. They put Owen in prison. I was at J6. When I talk about J6, I was there. Well, I've been in the middle of this Obama deep state persecution operation and, you know, covering when he signed the Defense Authorization Act. It had $2 billion+ in it when it was last axed before he left in early 2017 to create the Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act that then tasked the DHS to say it's national security to then censor the Americans and target Trump. And now Mike Benn's a really smart guy, but he's now discovered it. It's all over the news. That's great. I'm glad he discovered it. We lived it.
Right.
And Zero Hedge actually broke it. And I'm not competition with Mike Benz. It's just like, everybody's like, ooh, ooh. And I'm just like, dude, I wish Mike Benz would cover, cause he's got a huge audience, how I have the NSA documents from Arpaio and how I have the FBI documents from this year. I mean, and then I have the FBI on the stand in Connecticut saying they went and created all this to take me down with the Hook trials, the Sandy Hook trials. I mean, it's just like, that's what the Justice Department is investigating and came to me because they said they got sloppy with you. This is the underbelly of this. But you and I have personally been in the trenches over and over again. That's why when we tell the stories, we put ourselves in it, because what's better than eyewitness accounts, Stuart?
Nothing, yeah. That's it. We've experienced it. And we're trying to warn everybody else with the canaries in the coal mine.
Exactly.
Right.
So let's start with Epstein. 16 days ago, Trump does the worst, blow your feet off with a shotgun, the worst Streisand effect. If he's not involved, and I've never seen any evidence of it, I had Martin Armstrong, who's been involved with all these people, he said, no, Trump was never involved. It was Comey, before she ever got indicted, with Ghislaine Maxwell trying to buy him off 20 years ago. So he's like, no, I never saw Trump involved. I've seen no evidence either. Then why act so incredibly guilty like we've seen the last 16 days?
I think he's been advised by people around him to believe, I think he believes sincerely, that this is some kind of leftist plot, a leftist hoax to take him down. I think they've convinced him of that. And they've led him down a primrose path to destroy his own movement. I believe it's nefarious actors around him giving them really, really bad advice. And I served as a suicide watch companion in prison. I was one of the volunteers that would sit and watch guys 24/7 when they're on suicide watch. I don't believe Epstein killed himself. I think he was suicided, because that's not how it's done right on suicide watch. And I don't believe what I heard from Bongino and Patel as being accurate.
Well, he told his brother and his lawyer, I think he was getting out in a few months and was very happy. And he was hiring new lawyers the day before. Why would you kill yourself?
Yeah, you wouldn't. So I think he was killed, and I think what's going on now is that rather than Trump fulfilling his obligations and his promises to expose the list, he's been convinced that somehow this is the right way to go. But the talking points that, oh, it's more important things, Texas is more important, the economy is more important, that's straight out of his advisor's talking points. But I believe they're doing it intentionally to steer him down the wrong path.
And I asked you during the 5-minute break when we played that promo to get you in here, I said, you know, did you know what Carl Serafin said on my show 4 months ago, 2 months ago, a month ago, 2 weeks ago? You said no. He said from his sources and everything he knows, he's being Trump and Bongino and Patel, because they're up at the top, are being fed bad info, disinfo, and being given things to discredit them, and that was the warning he had for Trump, and now we've seen it play out. And you not even knowing that, that's your equation.
Yeah, that's my take on it. I think Trump's still sincere.
By the way, your takes keep being right.
Yeah.
I had you on from prison before they banned it, saying, Trump will be reelected, we will be pardoned, this will all, you know.
Well, I predict he'd be indicted first, and he was.
Yeah.
Back then, people were like, oh, no, there's no way they could ever dare to indict President Trump, and I knew they would.
Well, you just keep being right. So who we have on is who is right. So I'm making the prediction, plus I've been told this the last few months. You heard Trump today, or if you didn't, play it. He said, we're going after them. It's over. I made the decision not to have Hillary indicted, admitting he's in control. Last time he goes, no, we're getting you all now. You're not off the hook. He goes, whether it's right or wrong, I'm doing it.
But he's focused on the lawfare against him. He's focused on Crossfire Hurricane and the Steele dossier and all that. And that's a legitimate issue. But I think the focus should be on Epstein. It gets way bigger. You're talking about the entire deep state elite up infrastructure right there. I believe they're all controlled either through blackmail or bribery.
Well, I mean, Martin Armstrong on record, you know, worked in and around all these people. People don't know who he is. He said, no Trump connection ever, but Comey, Obama, Maxwell worked for them. He just said that. And he didn't come on to talk about that. I just asked him. He goes, oh, yeah, no, Trump's not involved.
Right. So he's going to be doing a limited hangout in a way. The Trump administration is going to go after those that persecuted him, but it'll be spun as that's just partisan politics. He's getting revenge against political opponents instead of going after the root of the deep state, which is the Epstein list, I believe. He's been deflected away from that and convinced not to do that.
I totally agree.
Huge failure.
Well, let me give people the answer, and this is a speculation, even though this guy's speculation has never, I don't think, ever been wrong. It's kind of scary. But that's who we have on, just like that's what I do. So I figured this out in the last week and a half. I kind of knew it before. And then when I saw them start recycling what's in these grand juries and what's in the Ghislaine Maxwell show trial that Maureen Comey ran to, you know, limited hangout, so it wouldn't get to the higher levels, and the Epstein cases, you know, the one 15 years ago in Florida and the newer one where he died in custody, they did have the file. They were hiding it in New York, the Democrats. Then they dropped a dime on themselves to get Trump to have it raided, and they put in there the same recycling, the fake Jane Does, Melania is a whore from Epstein, not true, that's already been recycled, and embarrassing stuff about a few people in his cabinet, or let's say advisors who are in there. And then Trump just said, this is a diversion. They've spiked it. He basically said that. I predicted it. And that looks like exactly what this is. But he's made a major miscalculation because his base now thinks he's involved because he's done this.
Right. Or he's at least going back on his word. And he's failing to take down the deep state. I don't believe they can take the deep state down without total disclosure of not just Epstein, but all the other blackmail operations that our intelligence agencies do routinely around the world, including here at home. That's how they run things.
I mean, look, the Russians are the world champions along with the Chinese of sex ops. But the CIA, Mossad, they all do it. It's on record. And, I mean, I'm not a spy. I've never worked for an agency. I've had, let's not exaggerate, at least 20 times I've had sex operatives put on me. And it's completely obvious when it happens. It's always at a key place, New York, D.C., London, wherever. And for people that don't know, this is, like you watch a James Bond movie, that's written by the former MI6 spy chief. I mean, they're always sending hot women after James Bond. I mean, that's how much this is part of it.
Well, look at James O'Keefe, right? That's how he gets his information. He has a hot looking girl go in, talk to a guy after a few drinks. He gives the information that they want,
and he admits his people were trained by the CIA.
Right. So this is what they do all over the world. And like you said, the Chinese are past masters at it. So how many politicians in the United States have been snared by the Chinese when they go to visit China on a junket?
Well, Swallowsville just got caught outside the Capitol a few days ago. And I'll say 98% chance they're sex ops. They have pink bows on. They're all dressed up. And you go to the Capitol, there's just groups of Chinese 20-year-old women just there. I mean, they're just running around.
What do you say? Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Well, he's smiling.
He was hanging out with Feng Feng, right?
Yeah, Feng Feng, all of it. Now, pull it up. It was on X the other day. It was like, swallows well, never learns. But, yeah, it's ridiculous. So
there's a list. I mean, we were talking about that earlier. The Gateway Pundit sued to get the list released.
Yeah, here it is.
And the judge blocked it by saying there's someone on the list that's being protected by the court who doesn't want his name out there because it could hurt his reputation. So therefore, we're not going to release the list.
Well, let's go back to Ghislaine Maxwell's show trial run by Comey's daughter a few years ago. I've got AP Reuters, all the headlines. Just type in, judge in Ghislaine Maxwell trial seals her little black book to protect innocent people. So it's right there.
Yeah, there you go.
So then we're told, though, it doesn't exist. So why, again, bad advice.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, Serafin predicted 4 months ago, he said, you're not getting it. You're getting nothing. He's being given bad advice, being told it'll bring down the whole government, and then he's going to be implicated in it by extension, even though he's not. He literally called it.
And he's kind of right about that. It would bring down the entire deep state, I believe.
Which we need.
Yeah, which we need. Which includes all the corrupt people in government.
Yeah, well, here's the deal about Trump. He's very good on the economy. He's tough. But all these 3D chess people do not know. I've been in it. I know. I've advised Trump. I know his advisors. He's very smart in many ways. But I'm going to say he's almost autistic on some things. And then he just, once he thinks he's right, which is great because they can't bully him, but then even when he's wrong and we're right, he won't listen. So he's very pigheaded.
Yeah, so he's been misled, and then he doesn't want to admit that he got booed at his own rallies over COVID. And it took a few times of that, and then he finally caught the light, and it's like, okay, I got to reevaluate my view on that. That's what we need to do here. I think it's good for us as the base to give positive pressure to him, say, like, no, it's not just a few outliers. We all want this release. None of us believe Epstein killed himself. We believe there's actually something there.
And notice 16 days ago when I came out day one and said, this is Trump giving the orders, bad advice. I got attacked. No, it's Bondi. Day later, he goes, no, it's me. But notice since he got hammered by his constituents, now he's moving away from that.
I hope so. I hope he comes back around and says, okay, you guys really want this? Let's go ahead and do it.
Yeah, put that back on screen. New York Post. Comey's daughter demanded a federal judge seal Epstein files. And notice the Democrats in their filings from Congress, they only want files with Trump in it, which she stuck in there.
Yeah, that's a potential problem when you've got a polluted...
Chris Wallace, well, with a couple of the Chi-Coms. That was last week. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's no surprise, right? I think he has a chubby.
Keep going, sorry.
Okay. So I think Trump's been misled, and I think he needs to come back around and say, okay, we're going to go ahead and have a full investigation. I want everything released. And, of course, you got to watch out for planted false evidence. But you got to deal with that now. He has to say.
And I love the right-wing influencers when Trump came out last Sunday, not this Sunday, the one before last, and says they've spiked it with disinfo. It was Comey, Brennan, and them in control. Of course they did. It's crazy to say they were controlling the file. They have been. It was Comey controlling the blackmail file.
So I think he needs to release everything and say, okay, we're going to release it as it is, but just understand it could be corrupted. We're going to investigate it.
That's exactly what I said he should do.
Yeah. He's a thorough investigation. By him doing that, he deflects it. And why would he do that if he's actually implicated? Why would he call for an investigation?
Yeah, whoever, and I know who it is, the people giving him the advice to do what he's done and ordering the FBI to do this, it's him doing it. I mean, my God, those are the bad guys.
Yeah, definitely. But then you got a lot of folks, like I love Wendy Bell. I used to listen to her radio show when I was in prison, but she's on there saying, oh, people need to look past this. This is not a priority. It's the same talking point that he's getting from his advisors is now being disseminated among good patriots.
Yeah, hey, McFly, newsflash. When you tell somebody not to look at something, they look at it 1,000 times harder. In fact, cue up the Mark Levin thing. He's back with the Speaker of the House saying, because the Speaker came out and said release it, and he's being lectured by Levin, not that we need to just move on. If you're going to move on, shut up.
So Mark Levin said, let's move on?
Oh, yeah, they're all saying it. Ben Shapiro says, Alex Jones is a traitor. He's a Democrat. He wants to hurt Trump. Anyone not moving on is an enemy of America. Really? Okay. Idiots. Saying do not look at it is what Streisand affects it. And they know that. They've set Trump up.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys have the Levin clip. Here it is.
cycle.
We have a lot to run on, and you have a lot to run against, given the other party. But I will tell you this. We better be united. We better be strong. We better be focused. We better be articulate. We can't waste our time on Epstein and other stuff that are going on here that some people want us to focus on. I've about had it with all that stuff. We better focus on who we are, what we're doing, where we want to take the country, and what they want to do to the country. Mr. Speaker, God bless you, my friend. I appreciate you very, very much.
You too, Mark. Thanks for all you do. God bless.
Yeah, I disagree fundamentally.
Well, I had the head of Rasmussen Polling on, who everybody admits has called everything for like 15 years deadly accurate, before that super accurate, because they actually go out to get answers. He says, I'm not a Republican or Democrat, the head of polling. He said, I just want to give the constituents, the public, the truth. He said Trump was doing fabulous. They were going to buck the trend of a new incumbent losing the midterms. Trump has lost 5 points with his main supporters and 14 with independents. This is critical, and it's that talk doing it.
Oh, yeah. It crosses all the political lines. When I was in prison, half the inmates there were talking about Epstein. Like, oh, obviously, he was part of a blackmail operation run by Mossad and the CIA. These are average inmates, but they're paying attention. And so they understand there's something there. Just as we knew that the Crossfire Hurricane nonsense came out of Obama's hands, not at all a surprise. We also know there's something real there about Epstein. That's why he's hanging out with ex-presidents, flying on his jet down to his island. The Prince Andrew from England.
Oh, yeah.
Why are all these world celebrities hanging out with a pedophile? It's because he's a blackmail operation. That's why he had cameras in every room of his home, including the bathrooms. He was recording everything they were doing. And so don't tell me those videos aren't out there of all of these elites having sex with girls that are 14, 13, whatever the age.
And Epstein gets recruited with 20 with no degree or anything by Donald Barr that runs this special kids school. And he's OSS CIA, and then his son is famous CIA, the youngest CIA section chief ever, and becomes the attorney general twice. Let me explain this. When you got a major long-term operation with the CIA, MI6, and Mossad, and the other Five Eyes, they all agree on it. Now, both groups spy on each other and things too, but this was a multi-group prong operation, but Mossad was the heart of it. Overwhelmingly, we know it. And so, that's why Trump has said for national security is the main reason he's shutting it down. He has to understand that's the deep state. He can't connect himself to it because he becomes guilty as an accessory after the fact.
What's the one way to take him down? You expose the Epstein list as a start of exposing all the rest of the dirt that's held in all the files of the CIA, NSA, et cetera, like I call for in 2020. Massive declassification and exposure is the one way to take down the deep state that President Trump has in his hands. And he needs to use it. And he should start with the Epstein files. And no one likes a pedophile. You go and just expose the pedophiles first. You start with them. And then you go through all the other corruption, all the ones that have been blackmailed by foreign governments or bribed by foreign governments.
Do you think Trump can course correct from this?
Oh, yeah, he could. He could say, okay, I'm going to start listening to my base. Because the base is legit. We're sincere. We're focused on preserving our country. The advisors around him, they might have their own agenda, or they could be working for the bad guys. He knew that from last time. His last experience was being stabbed in the back by all kinds of traitors in his own ranks. He should realize that's still going on now. He should listen to his base.
I agree. And here's the deal. I'm very proud of Trump supporters, and I'm very proud of my crew, and I'm very proud of it. I mean, 95% of Trump supporters said, even the sycophants, turned against this. We're not like the Democrats that are in a cult. Then when we say we hope he corrects, then they go. The Democrats go, oh, look, you hated Trump. Now no. We said we're not left Trump yet, but we got one foot out the door.
Well, I believe he's sincere, but he's being misled like he was last time. He got led down a primrose path on COVID into Operation Warp Speed. Even after that, he was still touting it in his own rallies. He got booed by his own constituents, but that's how he course corrected. I think now he realizes the reality of COVID. He got played. Then he got mad at about it, right? Then he's pissed off at Fauci and the rest of them for playing him like
that. And he's brought surrogates in so he doesn't get the blame to attack.
Sure, but now he realizes he got played. Well, he's being played again. That's what we got to tell him. Is like, look, President Trump, we still support you. We believe you have good intent, and I believe he does. But you're being misled.
I agree. Here's key intel. Within hours of this breaking Sunday night, 16 days ago, 17 days ago, as soon as I came out at 7:30 in the morning, I had to few hours to process it, and said, this is a cover-up, you can't join it, you've got to release it, blah, blah, blah. They had the Israeli influencers were ready. The bots and the hosts within hours all hit me and said, he's a traitor, don't listen to him, don't look into it, no one can ask questions, Trump's doing the right thing. Even though they knew full well would discredit him, so they get what they want to weaken him, and that shows it's Israel that mainly controls the file. Whatever else is left, the Democrats and the globalists wanted there, but whatever Netanyahu has is the full file. So the fact that Israel was right there instantly with the narrative within minutes shows it's their operation.
Well, like you said, it's all the Five Eyes. They're all in there together.
But I'm saying, I agree they're all involved, but it was Israel leading the attack.
Yeah, that's the word, right? He's a Mossad operative, right?
Well, I mean, I'm not a military guy to study history. So it takes time to script and have talking points. When I see within hours of something breaking, concerted attacks against everybody saying, tell the truth, and it's all scripted and heavy, that means it was preloaded. Which means they'd already set him up to put that memo out and they knew.
Right.
You know, you're not that prepared. Like, you know, it's like we knew Russia was about to go into Ukraine 3.5 years ago. So they were massing tanks and troops and ambulances and blood and weapons. And I was like, no, Russia's going in there. No, we're not. No, I said, no, they are. This, when you see something preloaded, I mean, you know.
Well, and also I heard one of his legal advisors, forget the guy's name, before President Trump issued that statement attacking his own base, this guy was all over the place saying that, oh, we got to move on. It's lower priority. Texas comes first. The economy comes first. That was a talking point like last week. So I think that's been percolating through the network, I guess, of people in Trump's circle. Maybe Mark Levin is in that, and Shapiro. And I mean, Shapiro was a never Trumper before, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm saying every known Israeli operative hit us instantly. They were ready.
Right. And you count Shapiro among them?
Oh, I would imagine. I mean, I think he is an actual Mossad officer. Yeah.
Okay.
I think Levin is too. Those are intelligence agents, yeah.
I think so. I mean, I think Levin might just be what he is, you know, just a hardcore Jewish conservative pro-Israeli, you know.
I look how fast they get the talking points. I mean, look, this hits it late at Sunday night. I wake up at 5 a.m., take a few hours to process it. I hit him at 7:30, and it's Israel. I mean, they were ready. They were lined up like a football team. Hut, hut, hut. I mean, they were there.
Interesting.
And meanwhile, the left and the, you know, they had to kind of figure out what they were going to do for a few days. They didn't,
Now they're demanding disclosure.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they think it hurts Trump.
Again, I always militarily in the battle space look at who's already ready to jump, who's already preloaded, and who's unified, how big the attack is, and I know it's pre-planned. It's pretty simple. I mean, it's like you get home and you smell the food, you know what your wife's cooking before you get it. I mean, it's been hours. She's getting this thing cooked.
Yeah, you see my
cook. Like the meal's ready. They didn't just get it out of the microwave.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
week.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him, so I can tell you for a fact that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible supernutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
medical grade USP ultramethylene blue exclusively at thealexshowstore.com has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Ultimate Fish Oil is now available at InfoWarsStore.com after being sold out for more than 6 months. And we give it the name Ultimate, like so many of other products, because it is the highest grade, the very best you're going to find anywhere. Now, most people know how great fish oil is, but not all fish oil is made equal. A lot of it has been homogenized or basically boiled and cooked off, and it loses almost all of its good effect. This is the highest grade fish oil from three different amazing sources. Listen to this. Arctic krill oil is known as the best essential fatty acid. Then another well-known top one, wild anchovy oil and high-quality wild-caught salmon, also one of the top forms of it. It is back in stock. It is not just good for your cardiovascular system. It's good for everything. Take a few hours before you sleep, and a lot of folks have amazing dreams on it. You ever notice you eat like a good piece of fish that's fresh? You also have great dreams. You want to experience this. It's so good for your brain, your heart, everything. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you deceive me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and
here. We're talking about what's really going on in the world. I want to play these clips for you. Trump says, this is 2 hours ago, Obama committed treason and is guilty, which he is, and they've got the receipts. He goes on to say, yeah, I gave it a pass before, which he said don't prosecute him before. Now he's saying it, and the word is, I've been saying this for months, even before this Epstein thing blew up, it's going down, but that makes the deep state so dangerous. Let's go ahead and roll those clips back to back and get Stuart Rhodes, founder of the Oath Keepers and former political J6 prisoner's take on it.
If you look at those papers, they have them stone cold, and it was President Obama. It wasn't lots of people all over the place. It was them, too. But the leader of the gang was President Obama, Barack Hussein Obama. Have you heard of him? And except for the fact that he gets shielded by the press for his entire life, that's the one they... Look, he's guilty. It's not a question. You know, I like to say, let's give it time. It's there. He's guilty. This was treason. This was every word you can think of. They tried to steal the election. They tried to obfuscate the election. They did things that nobody's ever even imagined, even in other countries. You've seen some pretty rough countries. This man has seen some pretty rough countries, but you've never seen anything like it. And we have all of the documents. And from what Tulsi told me, she's got thousands of additional documents coming. So President Obama, it was his concept, his idea, but he also got it from crooked Hillary Clinton. Crooked is a $3 bill. The witch hunt that you should be talking about is they caught President Obama absolutely cold, Tulsi Gabbard. What they did to this country in 2016, starting in 2016, but going up all the way going up to 2020 in the election, they tried to rig the election, and they got caught. And there should be very severe consequences for that. You know, when we caught Hillary Clinton, I said, you know what? Let's not go too far here. It's the ex-wife of a president, and I thought it was sort of terrible. And I let her off the hook, and I'm very happy I did. But it's time to start after what they did to me. And whether it's right or wrong, it's time to go after people. Obama's been caught directly. So people say, oh, you know, a group. It's not a group. It's Obama. His orders are on the paper. The papers are signed. The papers came right out of their office. They sent everything to be highly classified. Well, the highly classified's been released. And what they did in 2016 and in 2020 is very criminal. It's criminal at the highest level. So that's really the things you should be talking about.
So Trump is bombs away, and people are so used to not having action. No, it's going down. But then you agree, A or B, and then what is the response by the deep state? That's my big concern.
Well, my big concern right now is, okay, so that's the first step is disclosure, but now there needs to be prosecutions. And so will Pam Bondi do that? Is the next question I have. Are they actually going to start?
I'm told it's going down. I've talked to high-level prosecutors.
I hope so. And that should be the beginning of unraveling 2020. Like he says, and he's
correct. Well, your gut's always right. What's your gut tell you right now?
Well, hopefully this leads to an investigation, a real investigation into 2020, and then prosecution of all those who committed that coup. You know, they deflected against their own coup.
Yeah, by the way, your constitutional lawyer won, like, major prizes for constitutional law. I mean, it's true. So explain what we're facing. This is admitted treason, so this isn't a normal response. He could call the military out on them for this.
Yeah, he could invoke the Insurrection Act. He could, especially if there's a failure in the court systems.
And I would advise Trump to do it. America wants action. The Democrats keep saying, oh, when he acts like a dictator and uses the military against the deep state, that's going to bring him down. No, that's the move they're scared of.
Right. Well, he has the authority under the Insurrection Act to use the force he deems necessary.
Arrest Clapper, Brennan, Obama. Arrest them all, and you will have a 90% approval rating. We want action. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, totally agree. But it needs to go beyond just the 2016 election. It should be all of 2020. And that should lead right into an investigation in J6, because that was used, and all the lawfare was used to distract from their own coup. You know, classic projection. They committed a coup in 2020. Stole the election by making, you know, illegal elections in the states, which violated Article 2 of the
Constitution. They said invade, which is literally an invasion in the Declaration of Independence. I mean, they did. We're already under martial law. It means they ignored the laws.
Well, I mean, martial law is nowhere in our Constitution. So, but
I know they use that term. I mean, total lawlessness.
Yeah, they have committed a coup. 2020 was a coup. I believe Biden was a Chi-Com puppet, obviously. And he was installed.
Well, they admit in 2024 he did not sign one thing.
Yeah, he was just a puppet. So that all should be investigated and unraveled, and prosecutions should come out of it, including all the prosecutors who put us in prison. I saw two of them when I was in D.C. I went to Shane Lamont's sentencing. That's the good cop in lieutenant from – he was the intelligence officer for D.C. Metro. They put him on trial because he was daring to bear witness for the Proud Boys trial. He's going to serve as a defense witness. And so they prosecuted him to shut him up. They put him sentenced about a month ago. I was there watching his sentencing. And I saw two of my own prosecutors.
Trump needs to pardon him.
He does. And those prosecutors should be fired. That's what I don't understand, what's going on in Pam Bondi's DOJ. They're not firing the prosecutors that persecuted us.
No, they hired the main J6 persecutor to be a high level.
Yeah, he was promoted. Jensen in the FBI was promoted. That's right. So hopefully this will be the beginning of an actual investigation into not just 2016, but also 2020, into January the 6th, all the lawfare against President Trump and all of his supporters, including myself, against all of us. That should be the beginning of that. But he still needs to expose the Epstein stuff and all the other blackmail operations the CIA has been doing in conjunction with the other Five Eyes. That has to be done. And so by him not doing that, but focusing on Obama, it looks political. That's the problem.
I don't think people care.
No, they don't, but
I mean, it is political. They tried to kill him. They tried to put us all in prison. They did put you in prison. I mean, I just say, get it out in the open. Let's go to war. I mean, I'll just say it point blank. I mean, desperate times mean desperate measures. I'm with the gloves off.
Oh, I am too. But don't just stop at that. All the way off. All of them. Expose all the dirt on all the elites. I don't care who they are, Republicans or Democrats. Expose the entire deep state.
Well, all these people, you don't take the government over by storming the Capitol. They've done it covertly. We've exposed that. But if this fails and the left's able to trigger a civil war with some racial event, I want them to know that there are all these real patriots and smart people out there that aren't going to go shoot cops, aren't going to burn down federal buildings, aren't going to act like Antifa, aren't going to go shoot. No. And I don't want this to happen, but they're coming after you. Okay? So I don't think they understand that the public now is way too informed. If they go for a civil war, they're going to lose very. If they think the French Resistance gave the Nazis a problem, the French Resistance are going to look like quadriplegics in wheelchairs compared to us.
Yeah, I think there's a great opportunity for President Trump right now to pivot back. And by exposing Epstein, he's actually going to be increasing his base and the goodwill among all Americans, because no one likes pedophiles. A lot of people across the political spectrum, left and right, understand how dirty the CIA and the FBI have been for decades. And so they would not be at all surprised by a CIA or Mossad-run blackmail operation.
And that's what it is.
What it is, yeah. So expose it for what it is, and let the chips fall where they may. Let the Republicans and Democrats both all be exposed.
All right, I want to play a clip. I've got several of them of the Benz. And again, this is all old news for this audience, but he's very articulate, and he has the president's ear, I can tell you that. And there's one seven-minute clip of him walking around the desert talking about, but I want to play the clip where he's talking to a larger group of people. I'm not going to play the whole 20-something-minute video, but I'm going to post this on X so that people can see the whole thing. And he explains how on the same week that they're doing all the Crossfire Hurricane, they go into DHS and create the censorship board, but he doesn't mention the Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act and the Defense Authorization Act that funded all of this and funded the shadow government stay behind networks. So I want to play a few minutes of this so people understand what we're dealing with, and then I want to go back, because the crew was actually able to find it, to CNN attacking me in early 2017, saying Jones is crazy. He says the NSA and Obama and the CIA were spying on Trump's campaign. They didn't mention Sheriff Arpaio from the feds that were able to get the database gave us this with my number, private number, home line I never used, Trump's home line. I checked with Trump. It was his Mar-a-Lago private apartment number, his private bedroom number, numbers I hadn't had in years they were on here. But they didn't say what I said. They just said, oh, he just falsely claims that. Here is Benz.
What's up?
Yay. Yes.
Hello.
What's
up?
How's it going, man?
Good, Mike.
Good, good.
Welcome to OnlyLands.
Oh, nice.
haven't had you on Badlands in a while.
Late night. Late night OnlyLands.
Yeah. Feet picks only.
Right for the feet picks.
You had a post. So I posted earlier today about the J6 thing, and I just kind of wanted to let you splurge because you had a video out there from like 2023 where you basically called it and nailed it.
Well, it's crazy because, you know, I kept running into this because, you know, kind of the first big thing that I broke in this space was the whole CISA affair. If you remember, this was this, you know, kind of seat of government censorship that was tucked inside DHS. And it was super fucked up because, you know, it was the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. Mm-hmm. And no one had any clue, like those words put you to sleep when you say it. No one had any conception that that would be the place that would be coordinating internet censorship for the federal government. Because what they did is they treated social media misinformation as a cyber threat. Yeah, you know, they classified it as a kind of like hacking attack of the mind, and because it's done online. And so I had to, you know, look up the whole history and evolution of the place. And it all came back to this January 6, 2017 and this Jed Johnson decision. He was the outgoing DHS secretary for Obama. Like, his last act in office was basically federalizing elections and putting DHS. What they did is, under this order, is they said that elections are critical infrastructure, which is like a really cute little trick that they pulled, because like DHS protects critical infrastructure, which usually means like low earth satellites or like deep sea cables or like, you can argue, like hospitals or roads and bridges. But what they did is they argued that like the like metaphysical concept of an election is critical infrastructure. And so anything that like attacks that metaphysical concept, including misinformation about the election, is now a cyber attack. And so the cyber agency, which happens to be filled with basically, you know, there's only three ways you can effectively, you know, be in the cyber hacking world. You can work for the CIA, you can work for the NSA, or you can be a felon. That's basically the only way in. And so you have all these spooks who all hate Trump, who all, you know, want to stop the Trump movement.
And most now are they've former got federal this, felons. Like,
carte blanche under their cyber authority, just ban any account or, you know, basically send a speed message through their cyber mission control to the, you know, highest levels of Facebook and YouTube and Twitter 1.0. And so I kept on tracing them, like what was happening around January 6, 2017? And that was the same day that the CIA, you know, did their, you know, assessment about, the Russian hacking. And it was, and it lined up perfectly to a T. I mean, this is 2 weeks before Trump took office. And so what that did is that basically it federalized elections. It put DHS in charge of it. And specifically to do, you know, the Russiagate type crap. And the other like craziest part about that is what they ended up doing with CISA in particular, which kind of like brings it all together in this unbelievably crazy way, is when Jed Johnson got together with Michael Chertoff and Janet Napolitano, that was like three former DHS secretaries who came up with this idea to use DHS for domestic censorship. And they justified it on the craziest grounds. Here's what they said. They said, we want a government capacity to take on misinformation on the internet. This is back in 2018 when they took advantage of Jed Johnson's executive order to do this. They said, we'd like to do this through the State Department because we already have our Global Engagement Center who's doing this for terrorists. We can just do this for MAGA people. They said, the problem is the state is only foreign facing. They said, well, this is really an intelligence capacity. So, you know, typically this would be the sort of thing that the CIA does when they lean on editors' desks abroad to not publish something. They said, ah, but you know, how are we going to structure this as a covert operation? We can't get, you know, 10,000 people security clearances in the private sector. Also, the CIA faces outward. We have the same problem with the State Department. So that this, I have a white paper where they laid this all out in October 2018, which is like right as they were forming CISA. And then they said, okay, well then how about the FBI? Well, the FBI would be ideal because it's not subject to the, you know, to the domestic firewall that CIA and state are. But FBI requires an act of suspected law breaking in order to expend federal resources because it's just the investigative arm of the Justice Department. They said, so that leaves us with basically only one other option, which has never been tried. We admit it's a legal gray area, but technically, you know, it's, there's no prohibition on it, which is that we can use DHS because it's not attached to the Justice Department. It can combine the foreign facing intelligence powers of the CIA with the domestic jurisdiction of the FBI and run it all through this. And so, and I've actually admitted this on tape in October 2021. And I had that clip on my ex timeline, but yeah, so it all came back to that day though. It was the other January 6th.
That's crazy.
Thank you, Patriot.
All right, stop right there. And again, I played you the clips yesterday, 2016, 2017. I gave you the NSA documents. Earlier this year, the FBI sends me the documents of the actual counter-espionage operation, 2013. No Russia. They didn't say who I work for. Believe me, I don't work for anybody but myself. I mean, this is treason, Stuart Rhodes. This is the intelligence agencies, the CIA commandeering DHS through Pentagon funding to attack the American people.
And this is during Trump's administration.
Yes.
His first administration. So the deep state just carried right on, even under his own...
attacking him, too.
Right. Attacking his base, right. Setting up the takedown of the Trump movement. That's what their agenda was.
And now they failed.
Well, they succeeded for a time because they stole the election in 2020 and they were able to take it over. But, you know, what man means for evil, God will use for good. They've only exposed themselves more by doing that. But
so what do they do now?
Well, they hopefully will be brought to justice, but they need to be brought to justice quickly because if we don't bring the justice quickly, they're going to run the clock out on Trump to try to stall him out, run the clock out. But if they feel threatened, then they'll manipulate some event. There'll be a false flag event, which I know it's what you're worried about. I think you're right. I think they'll put us into a war if they have to scrub, you know, us off of their back and protect themselves. They haven't got a problem doing that.
Well said. And you know, you and I particularly, and I'm not like happy about this, but we're main targets. When they get back in, they're coming after us.
Oh, I have no doubt about that. I've been doing a speaking tour for True Texas Project all over Texas. That's what I tell everybody I talk to is like, if we don't defeat the deep state now, you can't let them back in power. That's why President Trump has got to focus on them. He's being distracted with foreign policy, with foreign trade wars, and all this other stuff.
He's got to secure the homeland.
Yeah, he's got to secure the homeland, take the deep state out. And it can't just be Obama. And it can't just be only about the 2016 election. I'm glad to hear him talk about 2020. It needs to be expanded through 2020, through January the 6th, and then right up to today. And it needs to also include Epstein file.
Yeah, he doesn't get them by proving he was right and they were frauds. He gets them by the crimes they committed, indicting their asses.
Right.
If Trump doesn't indict them, it's like leaving for 5 hours and putting your 2-year-old in a garage with 14 rabid, starving, rabies pit bulls and 100 black widows and 65 cobras.
You don't do it, right? Yeah. So it needs to be done. And if we don't defeat them, they're going to come back 10 times as bad as they were. Yeah. And I told people in the audience, I'm like, hey, you'll all be my cellmates. And all you men out there, you'll be next.
We have Democrats all over the news the last 4 or 5 years saying, we want to outlaw MAGA. We want to re-educate them. We want to take a wrecking ball to all of them. They're the enemy.
Right.
All right, the crew found it. This is from 2017. And this is the media spin about the documents we're putting out. All the rest of it. They didn't show the documents. They said, Jones is crazy. The CIA, the NSA is not spying on Trump. We knew then. We broke it. And so I wish Mike Benz with you, you know, would get on this, Mike, because, you know, I know it's Alex Jones, but it's kind of a big deal. You know, Bongino last year released documents that I was being surveilled along with Trump. So why was I being targeted? Because they were scared of the audience, who is their enemy. As Trump always says, they're not after me. They want to get through me to get to you. It's totally true. Here's a clip from CNN. Anderson Cooper with New York Times Rosenberg blame InfoWars for Trump's wiretap story. Oh, Trump thinks he's wiretap. Alex Jones said Alex Jones is alive. They didn't say we had the literal NSA documents that no one else would publish. Arpaio gave it to everybody on the list because they had a right to it. No one would publish it. They were so scared because it was classified. Here it is.
So we're very glad we happen to have the reporter who wrote the story that is being quoted now by Sean Spicer. I want to get your reaction to what we just heard. What do you make of the White House citing your article as part of the evidence?
I mean, it's getting bizarre at this point because we've said it very clearly, and I said on your show, that that's not what the story said. Anybody can read the story and see that's not what it said. And so there's this bizarre circular thing happening where the president cites a theory that he was wiretapped.
Back up the story. I'm going to play this. Their headline says, put it back up, wiretaps prove basically Trump's a Russian, but we have documents they were spying. They conflate the two and then say I made it up. All right, go back to it. Sorry.
So we're very glad we happen to have the reporter who wrote the story that is being quoted now by Sean Spicer. I want to get your reaction to what we just heard. What do you make of the White House citing your article as part of the evidence?
I mean, it's getting bizarre at this point because we've said it very clearly, and I said on your show, that that's not what the story said. Anybody can read the story and see that's not what it said. And so there's this bizarre circular thing happening where the president cites a theory that he was wiretapped, which developed on the kind of fringe right-wing media. And then after his tweet storm, InfoWars then started saying, well, look, it was the New York Times that reported it, citing our story, misreading our story. And now, a few weeks later, the White House and the president are citing InfoWars. So they've got one kind of bizarre right-wing fringe theory to defend another bizarre right-wing fringe theory, both of which there's no evidence to support.
And just to be clear, there is, and correct me if I'm wrong, there's absolutely nothing whatsoever in your reporting in the New York Times that indicates President Obama wiretapped or ordered wiretapping of then-candidate Trump, correct?
Nothing. I mean, if we knew that, that is a fantastic story. That we would be rushing it. I would not be sitting here with you. I'd be at home writing it or out reporting it. We said that there were intercepted communications. In subsequent reporting, we've said that these communications were Russians talking to each other about contacts with Trump associates. We know that there were intercepts with, say, the Russian ambassador, who was on the phone with Michael Flynn, the former national security advisor. And so Flynn was picked up because he was talking to the Russian ambassador, who's under surveillance. But this is all routine work by intelligence agencies and the FBI. This isn't, you know, they specially put the Trump people under surveillance. We have no evidence that that happened.
And, of course, 8 years later, it's all confirmed they did. Plus, we had it then. They don't mention that.
Right. Yeah, it's not a surprise at all to me. We knew this back then, right? So it's how they do things. So they're always gaslighting and telling American people that what you see in front of your face isn't really there. complete gaslighting.
We're going to talk about how people support you and what we do and hit some other big articles coming up with you for a little bit more. You're going to be on ON 4 p.m., an hour into a show.
I've been doing flood relief down there in the Kerrville area. And once again, you're seeing a cover up there.
We'll talk about it. The Clinton Foundation is there. It's all coming up. Stuart Rhodes. Support him in his ongoing legal battles. The Deep State. GiveSendGo.com. GAF5B. And the Facebook /Stuart.Rhodes. We're going to go to break. Folks, I can't take on the Deep State without you. You want people to fight for you. We're doing it. We're top targeted in media by the globalists because we cover it. We've done the research. We know what we're talking about. And so I need your support, but I'm going to sell you something that really works. And so we have the best medical grade methylene blue. We had James O'Keefe take it last week, and his eyesight got clearer and colors brighter. I mean, it just does so much amazing stuff in your cells. Depending on your physiology, your genetics, 99% of people have an incredible response. Some it's too intense. Be careful with it. We have a huge mega sale, the bombshell sale, only till next Tuesday. Buy one bottle of the capsules or the liquid, very semi-credible product, medical grade, already discounted, get one free, and it's the same for our Shilajit gummies and the Irish Sea Moss gummies, also do incredible things. Get it all now at thealexjonesstore.com, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. What an adventure to wear these shirts. All the 1776 gear, all the pro-Trump gear, all the Infowars gear, comedy gear, Gulf of America shirts, a bestseller. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. These are amazing products. Experience methylene blue. Experience the best Shilajit. Experience the best Irish Sea Moss. Experience it. I know you're going to want to reorder. It's 80% of people reorder the methylene blue. Nobody has those reorder rates.
Explain to people that my tongue is blue because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. Oh, you still like Brain Force? Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue, my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process of the cell. It's like iodine at the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Rising from the ashes of censorship, it's Alex Jones.
All of us together are going to lift the curse off of this country, and we're going to send the globalists to prison.
The government fears Alex Jones.
First they come for Alex Jones, and then they're going to come for us.
And they try to bankrupt Alex Jones. They try to put Alex Jones in prison.
The demonization of Alex Jones should be of profound interest to everybody all across the board, even progressives.
Alex Jones was right.
Alex Jones taught me about this 20 years ago. Listen.
I don't know how long this is going to end, but if they want to fight, they better believe they've got one.
The The Alex Jones Network is tomorrow's news today.
All right, some stations don't carry this first five. We got Founder Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes here. I want to hit the record flooding around the United States. We know there's geoengineering weapons. In fact, get the CIA director who needs to be indicted. Brennan just keeps popping up. Ready for the next segment, crew. But you just saw an ad for methylene blue. You were here a few weeks ago, and I do this with every guest, more than 50 of them now. Every person has had clarity, energy, a fog lift is the most common. I've given it to over 500 people. Three of them had no effect. And I've talked to my medical doctor about it. He told me to get on 6 years ago, and I never really followed what he was saying. I tried it, but it wasn't as strong as ours. Once I tried this, I was like, it's true, folks. Ours is way stronger. It works better. But if you don't have any mitochondrial issues, it's still good for you, but you don't feel it. But what's really good is the long-term effects for your stamina, your energy, your libido, your how hard you can work out. It's amazing. So I had forgotten when he was coming in, we gave him a bottle because he loved it.
Almost gone.
I had forgotten to ask you if you listened to it long-term. So just briefly, tell people the short-term effect and then now a few weeks later the long-term effect.
Yeah, it gives you a good energy boost. I use it before I work out. So if I'm going to be doing kettlebell workouts, like I do some methylene blue about a half hour before, and it just gives you mental focus. I don't crash afterwards. So it's good stuff. I need some more.
We'll give you some. How fast did it kick in?
About 15, 20 minutes. I take about a half hour before my workout.
And then you're saying you're almost out of the bottle. Was that 3 weeks ago, a month ago?
Something like that. You gave me the liquid and the pills, too.
You're almost out of buff.
Yeah, I'm almost out of buff.
Oh, my goodness. Well, all right. I'll give you more. Right. For the audience, we can't give it to everybody. We need your support at thealexjones.com. So for me personally, the first week I got on it, now 4 or 5 months ago, I actually started to hurt myself because the workouts were so crazy. My trainer goes, dude, what's going on? Like 3 days into it. I go, I don't know. I was like lifting way more, going way harder. And then I got really exhausted after about a week because the same thing happened to Rob Dew, who's a great long distance, bike rider. And also has a scholarship for basketball. So he's quite the athlete. He said he was biking so hard up hills and stuff that he actually had to pull over because, his heart was going crazy. I mean, this stuff's wild.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. I like it better than doing like a 5 hour energy shot because those will make you crash afterwards. This doesn't have the crash.
So you've had no crash.
Right.
It's not a stimulant. It just skips the oxidization process somehow.
So I've been using it while I'm out there doing search and rescue. That's why I'm almost out. I've been out there hitting it every
day. You look good. Well, we're getting to search and rescue in a minute, but just what are the long-term effects? I'm kind of fishing here, but you're saying you love it for working out. Has it gotten better over time, or what long-term thing have you felt, or if nothing?
Well, I think the main thing is it gives me a better workout, and that has good results over time. Yeah, for sure.
That's what I found without even knowing.
Yeah.
And then O'Keefe's like, it made my vision better. And Rob Dew goes, we have a bunch of callers already saying that. Did you see these studies about it, like curing glaucoma? And I'm not going to say, we're not selling it as a drug. I'm not saying it's going to do that. I'm like, God, this stuff's crazy.
Good stuff.
Of course, the Germans invented it.
Right. Must be bad, right?
I don't like the UN in general, but did you know they say methylene blue is the greatest drug ever discovered?
Oh, yeah.
If you look at their website, they say the 1880s, and then it's a Rockefeller drug. The Rockefellers in the 1910s, 20s bought up everything. So yeah, they originally owned it, but it's not under patent now. People go, you're buying it from the Rockefellers. No, aspirin doesn't have a patent either anymore.
Right.
It's not true. No, they don't want you to know about it. It's like ivermectin.
Right, exactly. Old school stuff.
But you can't take it if you're on SSRIs. And folks, it's so strong. Talk to your doctor first because it's not a game. Ours is really strong. If you'll just try it, you'll be hooked, and we can fund the operation. It's a win-win. We'll be right back with Stuart Rhodes. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this
It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're talking about relationships with Stuart Rhodes here.
That's off record.
The secrets of life. Anyways, getting serious here. I want to get into the rescue efforts, and it is true. Floods come and go. It's different Pacific Ocean actions in the U.S. We have monsoon-type stuff. It comes and goes. But there is geoengineering, and we had Brennan, the head of the CIA under Obama, before they left, admit they're doing it. And we have weather weapon treaties. You have all these private companies that are scaling up. So the fact is, I remember when there was flash floods like 27, 8 years ago that killed a bunch of people in South Texas, and strangely enough, the Navy came out and said, with the Air Force, we were doing weather geoengineering, we apologize, we may have contributed to these floods. So it's, and people can look that up, not just that case, but others. So they even like admit it's going on, but then when we criticize, they go, it doesn't exist. What is your take on that?
Well, right now, Rainmaker, the CEO of Rainmaker, is all over the place. He was on the War Room, he was on Glenn Beck's show, admitting that they were doing seeding in South Texas, in the Hill Country.
He was on this show.
Oh, he was on your show, too?
Well, it was Owen doing it, but yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, so like I think July 2nd or 3rd, they were doing seeding in Texas by contract. The contract's all over the internet. So it's legit. They really did it, but they're saying, well, we did seeding, but we had nothing to do with the flood.
So, and they also did it pretty close to the area. And again, I'm no meteorologist. Meteorologist says it was like a mini hurricane just popped up for like a day and just stood there.
Right. That's one of the local ranchers we were talking to when we were out there doing search and rescue described it as a hurricane, a land hurricane. He'd never seen weather like that. It just stayed right over the top of them and kept dumping water for hour after hour. After
that's
hour.
What I called it July 5th when I woke up. I said, this is a land hurricane.
Yep. That's what.
Cause I watch the weather radar all the time, folks. I live here and this is where we are. We're right by the Hill Country and I've never seen a storm just come from nowhere. Bloop. They usually come in and then do, no, you just bloop. It appears the day before and then goes mirror, 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 mirror. Looks man made to me.
Yeah. And so when you got someone admitting they were doing cloud seeding, but then saying, oh, we had nothing to do with it, that should be investigated.
I've never also seen a round storm like that pop and recede and pop and recede. That looks like chemicals. I mean, look at that. They don't, usually they form and dissipate or move. They don't go boom, boom, boom. See that?
Yeah.
You ever seen that, Stuart?
No, never have.
Look at the radar. It's been around for our whole lives. Have you ever seen a storm look like that?
Only in hurricanes.
And that's the hot water.
So that's why that local rancher described it as a land hurricane. He'd never seen it before either. Never seen any weather like that. It just stayed right over the top and kept dumping water on him.
And farmers and the ranchers are the guys that pay attention to the weather. They're the ones to talk to.
Yep, definitely. And that same rancher also had concrete steps leading up to his house, which is what I think there should be in every children's camp. Should be a way for them to self-rescue.
Well, yeah. I mean, these are tiny towns with one or two gas stations. And they're like, they didn't put in a $5 million emergency siren thing. Well, you go pay for it. It's the frickin'.
Well, the state of Texas should pay for it. They gave Hollywood $1.5 billion to come make movies in Texas. If the locals can't afford it, you have these children's camps have been there historically for generations. They had big floods back in 87. Before that, 1978, we had kids killed. So the state of Texas can pay for it.
And the difference is there's a lot more people in Texas now.
Sure, but if you're going to run a children's camp, this is where, if you're an adult, okay, fine. You want to risk your life by sleeping in a tent next to a river in a flood zone, that's up to you. But if you're going to put kids down there and you're going to run camps making money to have children come to camp every summer.
You got a responsibility.
You have a responsibility.
It's negligence.
Right. It is.
And so, but here's the deal. They said Trump didn't issue an emergency alert because of cuts to that. They only cut out the brainwashing climate change funding. They did put out an alert, hundreds of them the day before.
Well, that's what we're hearing. In fact, the Austin Firefighter Association is criticizing their chief for not reacting.
He said, we don't have the money. They wanted to go out there.
Right. But they said in their statement, they said on July 2nd, they got an alert, an order from the state of Texas to be ready for mutual aid to go help. in the hill country.
That's right. Texas nailed it a day before the National Weather Service, but more than 24 hours before, the National Weather Service said flash flood warning for those very counties.
But the question then to me is, well, then why didn't the same people who alerted the first responders be ready to do mutual aid? Why didn't they also contact the camps where the kids were and say, hey, heads
up? I agree. Well, it's following orders. I first heard this before even hit the news days after. And it turns out not just Austin, but other liberal cities, just like they sit down in Palisades, they literally said, we're not going to spend the money when the firefighters are like, we're supposed to go out there. We have mutual aid. And they go, nope, you're not going. So I that's criminal negligence. I think the Austin fire chief should be arrested, not fired.
Yeah, I would agree. I think his men agree. But long term, to prevent this from happening again, I do think they need sirens. But those kids in the camp people need to have a.
Look, zoning's dangerous because it always gets abused. But there should be a policy and standard associated with insurance. That, I mean, I lived out in Dripping Springs forever until I got divorced from my first wife, and she got it. But I mean, it was the headwaters of the Barton Creek, so it never went dry. It's beautiful. But the house was on a hill and on stilts. And I was like, wow, this hill's like 50 feet up. Why is the house on stilts another 20 feet? Well, once, when we lived there like 5 years, she still lives there, the water came all the way up to the chimney and all the way up to the balcony and almost swept the house away. I was like, oh, now I get why it's here.
Yeah.
Most of the old timers that have places out there, they're up on a hill.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is, I'm saying, it's a bunch of newbies that don't know. And they're just like, oh, we'll just build it right. I mean, that's just, a lot of this is just people don't understand how dangerous it is to be. You go out there, folks, it's scrub brush and mountains and hills. So you get a bunch of rain dumping, it's going up.
Yeah, that's what happens with flash floods. But those kids' camps are built right down in the floodplain. Next to the river.
Yeah, they shouldn't be.
They shouldn't be. They should be sleeping on the hilltop at night.
Well, I'm saying, who did that? I mean, you're on the Guadalupe River that routinely goes up 25 feet. What are you thinking?
Well, they had FEMA reclassify that particular camp as not being a floodplain, so they could expand it and build more cabins. So that was done. So I guess someone decided they wanted to put their business ahead of the potential loss of life.
Which shows how it's all political. Floodplains should not be political. But it is.
Right. Well, I mean, so there either needs to be a rule that no kids sleep down in a floodplain, and they can sleep on top of it.
Exactly. You want to build a house on the edge of a river, you're in a floodplain, that's fine. But there needs to be a law. Kids don't sleep there.
Well, you don't have camps for kids where the kids sleep next to the river. They should be up on top. Like you said, on high ground, and if necessary, on top of stilts, too.
I remember on a fishing trip when I was like 5 years old in Oklahoma, and I remember we were on the edge of a river that went out to a lake. We'd been fishing. And I remember when we got there, I said, hey, there's campsites. It was like a state park, whatever. There's campsites down there, Dad. Why don't we take those? He goes, no, it could rain. It could flood. So we stayed on top of a hill. It's just common sense. People don't know that stuff anymore.
Right. It is common sense, but like it's old school. So there should be rules that if you're going to have a camp for kids, they should have the ability to self-rescue. And I think the answer is concrete steps with steel guardrails. I gave you guys some photos of that.
People always ask, why if you see old houses out in the country or anywhere, why was the prime thing on a hill? It's not because you're up above everybody. It's because of flooding.
Yeah, that's right. And a lot of these poor areas, like in Leander, we're there in Leander right now. The poor are down in the lower areas. The wealthy live up on the hilltops. And their houses are fine. But the folks who couldn't afford to live up there, if they lived down in the lower areas, and they got flooded out.
Well, that's right. I bought a 127-acre ranch that I lost the bankruptcy, but the half of it was a floodplain. That's how I got a great deal. Because you couldn't build on it.
Right.
Yeah, but it's good that like Texas doesn't have a regulation. They say you shouldn't build. It's not insurable. But I could build something if I wanted to.
And that's freedom. That's your choice. But if you're going to run a camp for kids, that's when the state of Texas can step in.
Well, I even thought about building like a cabin down there back when I had money, and I had contractors come out once, and they go, I said, can I? They said, I wouldn't build here anyways. He goes, they say it's a 100-year floodplain. This is every 10 years. He goes, you'd have to have like 20-foot stilts. And he said, even it comes through here so strong, and we're like way up from it, big, beautiful trees, you know, so pretty in a floodplain, big old huge cottonwoods, oak trees. And they said, yeah, you need to build up there. And I said, up on a big, ugly hill, up on the top. And he said, yeah, you don't want to build down here, buddy.
Yeah, smart man.
Well, just they were like, we don't recommend you build a place here.
Right, because even if you had a house on stilts, you could get hit by the water so powerfully that takes it off the foundation.
Yeah. So the biggest thing I saw now is the Clinton Foundation's there raising money and has got their operatives now outside Austin.
Hmm. That's news to me. I hadn't seen them.
Yeah, they got Chelsea Clinton's people down there.
Doing what?
Just raising money and stealing it. You know what they always do.
Right along with the Red Cross.
Yeah. So what do you see coming out of this?
Probably a lot of dog and pony show in the legislature. They're having a special session. I mean, one of their hearings is going to be in Kerrville, so the locals there will at least be able to give their input. But the politicians, I doubt they'll do much. Maybe some sirens. I don't see much else coming out of it.
I forgot to tell the crew to get to this. I didn't play this yesterday, and I dropped the ball. I'm glad you're a constitutional lawyer and a former political prisoner. You can really speak to this. And I can tell you, I've researched all this. This is all true. We now have the key federal agencies that report back on the law that 100% of what Biden signed in 2024 was not by him. They admit he didn't sign it and wasn't told. They've now interviewed them. They've now blown the whistle on themselves to hide it in plain view. They met a committee of Obama and Biden's wife and Soros representative would decide what the law, you know, what they were going to do. And then they would do the auto pen. And now we've learned junior staffers, that's the criminal investigation the DOJ told me is going on, we're just selling pardons for hundreds of thousands of dollars to drug dealers and people. This is the total lawlessness. So I want to play this clip. Ted Cruz uncovers a hidden scandal that could invalidate every Biden pardon. And I like Ted Cruz on domestic stuff, horrible on war, but he didn't really uncover it. It's not about taking credit away. It's just, no, this is hiding in plain view. But now the DOJ and the congressional investigations and the auto pen, and you've been a congressional staffer as well, are raging forward. To me, this is beyond a huge deal. And what should the mechanism be then to invalidate this soft coup, not just of the election and not just the spying and not just the fake impeachments, but this to me is even bigger than Crossfire Hurricane because it's so smoking gun and cut and dry. Here it is.
Dare we lie and cover up what we all knew. The Biden administration may go down in history as the most brazen constitutional fraud in American history. A Potemkin presidency fronted by a failing puppet with staffers behind the scenes pulling the strings. This is not political hyperbole. The American people saw it with their own eyes during the June 2024 debate. Numerous times, Biden stood frozen behind the podium, mouth agape, eyes frozen and unblinking. When he did speak, his words were confused and disjointed. I said that night, this is the most consequential presidential debate in history because it will result in one of the two candidates being removed from the ballot. That was exactly right. And following that debate, the Democrats recognized the collapse. They pulled out their knives and took out President Biden like Caesar on the Ides of March. For all of their strutting about, protesting that they support democracy, not a one of them gave a damn about democracy when they pulled Biden off the ballot and dropped Kamala Harris in without a single Democrat primary voter voting for him. And you know what? Not a single Democrat is here today because not a single one of them gives a damn about the fact that they lied to the American people for 4 years. They knew. Every one of them knew that Joe Biden was mentally not competent to do the job. The White House press secretary, she knew when she stood in front of the American people and lied over and over and over again. And they're not here because they can't defend themselves. It wasn't a surprise. For 4 years, the White House hid President Biden from Republican senators. Would not let him meet with us. He served 40 years in this body. We all know him. And they deliberately lied. And by the way, Jake Tapper had a bombshell book exposing the incredible scandal that Biden's mental decline was covered up by Jake Tapper. There's a Yiddish word, chutzpah. And that truly is chutzpah. How dare we lie and cover up what we all knew? Now, I have been asked literally 1,000 times by Texans, who was running the country? And I'm going to give you the most terrifying answer. I don't know. I genuinely don't know. And not a single Democrat here cares. The most telling proof of Biden's decline came with the signature of the president, the symbol of executive authority that was outsourced to a machine. Mr. Wold, you're a lawyer who served in the White House counsel's office. You understand the gravity of presidential action. Does the president's signature carry legal and constitutional weight under Article 2?
Yes.
Is the act of signing an executive order or signing a law or granting a pardon a delegable duty of the president?
So in that opinion in 2005 from OLC, they said essentially that an auto pin could be used by a subordinate, but the president's determination as to sign the document can never be delegated.
Can that authority be transferred to a staff or a machine without the president's explicit authorization?
Never.
And if you look at the statistics are stunning. In 2021, President Biden issued 78 executive orders. None were signed with an auto pen. That first year of the presidency, Biden, I suppose, was relatively lucid, and 78 executive orders he signed by hand. The second year, however, we see the auto pen emerge. The first auto pen executive order was issued on July 15th, 2022. After that day, 100% of the executive orders issued in 2022 were signed by an auto pen. In 2023, Biden issued 24 executive orders. 16 were auto penned. In 2024, Biden issued 19. 14 were auto penned. In 2025, Biden issued 14 executive orders. Every single one was auto penned. Mr. Wald, let me ask you as a legal matter, if there's a law that's passed both houses of Congress and it goes to the White House and a staffer auto pens signing that law without the president's authorization, is that law legally passed and signed into law?
No.
If an executive order is issued and a staffer auto pens it without the president's authorization, is that executive order legally binding?
No.
And if a pardon is issued from the President of the United States and a staffer auto-pens it without the President's authorization, is that pardon legally binding?
No.
Under the Biden White House, the ceremonial song, Hail to the Chief, was effectively replaced with Hail to the Pen. And it was an outright assault on democracy. And every reporter covering this ought to ask, why doesn't a Democrat care? We heard about the moral responsibilities of a staffer. How about an elected senator who knows damn well that if we get into a war and Iran is preparing to fire a nuclear weapon at the United States, that the commander-in-chief is busy playing with his jello and is not competent to defend ourselves, and every member of the cabinet, the chief of staff, the press secretary, and the members of Congress who lied about this on a daily basis with the press's complicity, they are all responsible for subverting democracy.
This is a coup, treason, call it what you will, but to me, Crossfire Hurricane, all of it is cut and dry. But to me, Stuart Rhodes, and you're a constitutional lawyer in the whole nine yards, and a former congressional staffer, Ron Paul, what does this look like to you? I think this is a bigger scandal than Crossfire Hurricane.
Well, yeah, so you had other people running it other than the supposedly elected president. It's like multiple layers of absurdity. He was not a legitimate president in the first place. They stole the election. But then even after that, he was such an incompetent puppet that they had their staffers just go in and sign for him because he couldn't even run the pen. So, but what they'll probably say is that, well, they had authorization from the president. This is part of his delegation authority. And I can see judges backing them up on that. So I think ultimately, unless the Supreme Court wants to actually root this out, they're going to just rubber stamp it.
Man, it was even worse than we thought. I'm just stunned by it all. Trump has to understand if they don't start indicting the deep state, people are done with him, despite the economy stuff and overall good job. People want deep state dismantled. That's the number one issue in my view. Do you agree? And
I'd start with the pardons. I would start with the illegitimate pardons of the people that committed crimes, like the J6 Select Committee, so-called, who destroyed evidence and manipulated evidence to smear not just us, but also President Trump. I think you should go after them and just declare their pardons to be null and void and prosecute them. And those could be test cases that go before the Supreme Court and then see what the Supreme Court does with that. That's where I would start.
If you had...
like Fauci, for example. Prosecute him for war crimes or crimes against humanity for mass murder. He's complicit in mass murder.
If you had 2 minutes to talk to Trump, what would you say?
I'd tell him just that. Just prosecute all the ones that were out of end, the ones that you know are criminals, and let the chips fall where they may.
What else would you say? Look at the camera. Talk to President Trump.
I would say, President Trump, you have absolute authority and power as a commander-in-chief and president to declassify anything held as secret, top secret, above top secret, whatever the classification is. Use that power to expose the deep state. Yes, it would throw the economy into turmoil, but it needs to be done. You're not going to defeat the deep state without doing that. That's the only way to defeat them is to exposure. That's the first step. And after that, then prosecutions and holding them to account. But expose them now. If you don't, then the deep state will still be there when you leave office, and we'll have to deal with them in the future. So do us the solid of doing what you can. Only you can do it. Julian Assange went to prison. Edward Snowden was threatened with prison for doing what you did, because they have no authority to do that. But you have the authority to classify anything you want. Use that power. Focus on the deep state. Expose all the dirt. Expose all the corruption.
And it's a good part about Trump is he is vindictive. It's good to stand up for yourself, not be vindictive for its sake, but you got to stand up against bad people. Trump, they got a conviction in New York. They're coming after you. It must be done.
Right, because they get back in power, they'll probably try to put him back in prison. And if no one is held to account from last time, and they get through 4 years of President Trump again without being held to account, they'll just double down next time.
They'll quadruple down. It's just going to be emboldened to the power of 10.
Yeah, they'll see no downside. They'll realize the Republican Party is gutless, which they are, and they realize that President Trump was their only possible weakness and exposure, but he's now gone. They'll come back after us tenfold. So they got to be defeated now. They can't be allowed back into power. And the only way to defeat them now is exposure.
Well, you predicted they'd indict Trump. You predicted that he would win. What are you predicting now?
Well, if President Trump, he's on a crossroads. If he exposes them, and what Tulsi Gabbard just did with the Crossfire Hurricane is what she'd be done with everything.
Yeah, she's done her job and made the referral. Now they got to do their job.
First question is, why wasn't that done in President Trump's first term? Because he had bad advisors around him.
He had pussies.
So anyone advising him not to do what Tulsi Gabbard just did with Crossfire Hurricane, anyone telling him not to do that with Epstein Files and all the rest
is an enemy.
Is an enemy, that's right.
And again, it's a no-brainer. They're attacking us. Laying down and taking it is the worst course. Attack back, God Almighty.
Absolutely.
We're attacking.
Got nothing to lose by attacking them.
They put you in prison. You're not backing down. We'll be right back.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
I am cutting this announcement on the evening of July 21st, 2025. That means you've got 8 days until next Tuesday the 29th
to take advantage of one of the biggest sales yet at thealexjonesstore.com on some of the most amazing supplements in the world. We have the very best medical grade methylene blue. You can buy one bottle of liquid, already discounted, and get one absolutely free. Just go research the medical effects, the medical benefits of methylene blue, and understand we have the very best out there. USP grade, medical grade. We've given it to all our guests. They've all had amazing varying effects. I've given it to over 500 people personally. Only three or four of them have had no effect. That means your mitochondria is in great shape if you have no effect. But most of us need it. It has incredible benefits. The same is for the amazing Irish sea moss, Shilajit, and more. The sale goes until next Tuesday, the 29th of July, 2025, and it funds our operations. Get yours, and it funds the InfoWar. Right now, discounted. Buy one, get one free at TheAlexShowStore.com, and I thank you for your support. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione. And just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. Out on the streets,
that's where we meet. All right, I am continuing to say, out of all the people in administration, Tulsi Gabbard and HHS head Robert F. Kennedy Jr. are doing the best job against the deep state, really delivering on the promises. Ladies and gentlemen, this just broke. The report came out in the last hour. I just read it. I am poleaxed right now. The HHS has just released a report with a study they did that hospitals, particularly the big ones around the country, will basically kill viable people that are going to survive, who aren't even brain dead, and will then prep them and keep them alive and tell their families they're going to die so they can then go to the organ harvesting companies and line it up to kill them and take their organs. You hear about organ harvesting in Ukraine or Gaza. It goes on. But it's going on right here. And to bring up my dad, who was a very successful entrepreneur. He owned dental offices in Dallas and in Mesquite when I grew up in Dallas. And I remember when I was about to go get my provisional driver's license when I was like 15, the hardship because I had a job, he said, son, don't sign your organ donor card. And I said, why, Dad? He said, well, I owned, as you know, he just sold it, a small hospital in Mesquite, and we didn't do any of this. But he said, I know other doctors in Dallas, and they say that they kill viable people. You have a car wreck, you're not even brain dead, you're survivable. They will not give you treatment. They'll prep you and harvest your organs. Now, I kind of rolled my eyes, but I still didn't sign the organ donor card. Now, in most states, they don't even ask you. If you don't opt to not do it, they do it. And I remember many years later, once I already moved to Austin, with my mom's parents, watching 60 Minutes about Chicago, Dallas, and a few other cities where they caught hospitals killing people for their organs. So this has been out for a while. But now HHS has gone in and looked at the numbers, looked at the facts, talked to the whistleblowers, and that they are killing survivable people and prepping them and lying to their families to steal their organs. They can get up to $400,000 per person. You saw that with COVID. Oh, we're overwhelmed. We can't even have heart attack patients here. The hospital's empty except the special floor where they're intubating you for $53,000 if you killed somebody. HHS finds systematic disregard for sanctity of life in organ transplant system. This is a HHS report that just came out yesterday, actually, but only hit the news today. So, breaking. HHS has released a report that hospitals are killing people for their organs and lying to their families. You've got to go read the report. It is insane. Our findings show that hospitals allow the organ procurement process to begin when patients showed signs of life, and this is horrifying. We have the famous videos of nurses going public saying the guy woke up and was fighting, and we put him down, injected him, and took his organs. And it just goes through all of it. Stuart, you just scanned this during the break. You've been a lawyer in your past life. What do you make of this?
Well, like you said, it's no surprise, given the pattern we saw with COVID. We had hospitals across the country refusing to treat people with things that work, like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, instead putting them on ventilators they knew were going to kill them. And they were doing it because they were being paid to do it. And they were covering it up and going along with mass murder, essentially, for money. And so, for their own careers, to further their own careers and cover their own rear ends. And so I'm not surprised at all that they look at us like cattle.
Well, that's a problem with nurses and doctors. A lot of them are great, but a lot of them get really cold, really removed, and we just look like sides of beef to them.
Doctors especially, yeah. They have that the mindset that they're superior and they love playing God.
Well, if you have empathy, it's really stressful to EMT and doctors, I know. If
you're a sociopath, it's easy. Yeah. That's why a lot of sociopaths, I've seen studies that say that sociopaths are drawn to being like surgeons, police officers, and lawyers, of course, because they're seeking power.
And naturally, a person has empathy. It's hard. It's almost a evolutionary attribute, except if it's misused. But guys, I just scanned over the report. We already know it's all true. But nobody even asked Kennedy to do this. This is amazing. It's a sign of the real awakening, Stuart, that's happening. I mean, this report, I read it during the break. It is insane. I'm a speed reader. I'm reading it slowly. They literally admit, and they tell families, oh, your family member's going to die. They know they're viable while they start sending the orders out to prepare for the harvesting. Remember, what was it, 6-7 years ago, the Virginia governor, who was a harvesting doctor, he goes, well, we tell the mother the baby died, and we go ahead and harvest it, and we keep them comfortable. We keep them alive while the orders come in, and about a week later, we harvest them. Keep them comfortable, though, Stuart. Guys, pull up Virginia governor. Type in Alex Jones, Joe Rogan, Virginia governor, keep them comfortable. It's a famous clip. But
yeah, right.
It's him saying it.
They're talking about infanticide, right?
But that's where they tell the poor mother, oh, your baby died. But this is exactly what my dad said. He said, listen, I know hospitals. We're in a car wreck. You're totally viable. Your back's broken. They kill you. And I didn't disrespect my dad, but I'm like, he wasn't an alarmist. He said, by the way, you're going to your driver's test. You're going to probably pass today. Don't sign the organ donor card. I said, why? He goes, I know some people in the hospitals. He goes, you know that movie Coma? And we'd watch it like a few years before on VHS. He goes, that's not a movie. That's a documentary. That's not like a 1970s movie where they keep people alive for their organs.
Right.
It turns out that's what they're actually doing.
Yeah. No surprise. I'm not surprised at all.
Do you love how Hollywood throws it in our face, what they're doing? Guys, pull up the trailer for the 1979, I think, movie Coma. I didn't watch it until like, 87 or something, my dad. And he literally looks at me and goes, Alex, you saw Cuomo, you know, last year or whatever, he goes, that's not a movie, that's a documentary. He said that. Because he owned a hospital.
Right.
You know, you got McConaughey in the Dallas Buyers Club. I remember when I was a kid, doctors come over to the house and stuff. My dad at a hospital, a bunch of them were doing it. Fauci would not give people the drugs that actually, like Magic Johnson, cured him of AIDS. They would give him stuff that shut their immune system off. My dad was involved with Dallas Buyers Club.
Mm.
But it wasn't like he was some special hero. A bunch of them were doing it. It's just they got in trouble in Dallas because they were all doing it. It was happening all over the country. They all knew. All right, let's play the trailer for Cuomo, which, again, I'm 15, about to get my hardship license, and my dad says, Cuomo is not a movie, it's a documentary. Here it is.
Where is the patient?
Coming right down, Dr. Cuomo.
You enter a major metropolitan hospital for routine surgery. What's the matter?
I don't know.
Something goes wrong.
She never woke up.
No. What if it wasn't an accident? Now, the number one best-selling mystery becomes the most thrilling suspense film of the year. Javier Bugeaud is Dr. Susan Wheeler.
Been about a dozen of these coma cases here in the last year. They're always different. Hard to imagine as murder.
Are you sure?
Susan, what do you think? There's a conspiracy at the Boston Memorial Hospital?
I'm fine. I don't need a shrink.
But I think it's important to have on the record.
She's under stress, a little paranoid.
But she thinks there's a conspiracy.
Does she think you're involved?
Michael Douglas is Dr. Mark Bellows.
No, I don't think so.
First rule of crime.
Keep it simple.
Somebody is putting people into comas. They're murdering them. It's a 4367. The bidding now stands at 42.5. A 31-year-old male.
At Boston Memorial Hospital, only one doctor can save your life. But first, she's got to save her own.
This is real, Mark.
Somebody's seen too much.
What's the matter?
I don't know what the matter is.
Somebody's gone too far. Somebody's getting away with murder.
And that's exactly what they did with COVID. All over the world, the equivalent of $53,000 to intubate you and do that and then get your organs. Well, they did their dance videos and refused everybody else medical care. Tyranny loves to use the medical system because we see it as helping us. It's their main attack, Stuart Rhodes.
Yeah, well, it's a pinnacle of authority in our community. And look how we got played during COVID. I didn't get played. You didn't get played. But President Trump got played and half America got played. And so not only taking bad shots, but also I know two state directors, oath keepers died in the hospital, but they're being put on machines, and that was the end of them.
And they took their organs.
Yeah.
They really killed a lot of homeless, too. So in all the world, Germany, Australia, everywhere. So global standardization by the WEF, the UN, and their treaty that we've been beating. So understand, folks, it is now official. The HHS has put a report out that they're murdering people that would live, lying to their family, saying they're terminal, and then keeping them alive a few weeks so they get maximum dollars for their liver, for their kidneys, for their heart, for their lungs, for their everything. And they do it to newborn babies, too. The average woman pays $500 for an abortion. You didn't know they're getting 100 grand for that baby? It was the third trimester? If you're going to kill your baby, might as well make a little cash. I mean, this is sick, folks. They see us as animals. It's not all the hospitals. But, man, is my dad vindicated again? He said, it's not a movie, it's a documentary.
Mm.
And it wasn't Boston. I'm sure it was doing it in Boston, too. He told me. No, they go, no, they put you in a coma
while they wait to get the organ stuff, and then they kill you. And they do it to poor people mainly because other people would be smart. And it's different when you know, when I broke my leg and had a compound fracture when I was like 15, I went to the hospital and Rowlett, royal treatment, best surgeon, everything perfect. And my dad goes, yeah, when your dad's a physician, that's what it's like. This is all a class system. So the medical system is literally the most evil thing there is. It's a cult.
Yeah, it's interesting. They're playing God. And like you said, they treat us like cattle. So, yeah, I'm not surprised. Once again, not surprised at all.
So, hospitals across the U.S., and again, there were 60 Minutes programs 30 years ago about this, is Austin got caught killing healthy people for their organs, too, where I live, 10 years ago.
Hmm.
And nobody gets prosecuted, Stuart.
Because the local coroner is their buddy, right? Probably. And the prosecutor's their buddy, too.
And each of us, I've seen reports of $1 million sometimes for your organs, but on average about $300,000. And you've got these people that are just all part of it. And they're around death all day, so they just get used to it.
Hmm.
So they see you like a cow or a pig, Stuart, that just got killed.
That's why I don't go to hospitals.
Yeah. All the old-timers knew. So, well, here's an example. I'm not going to tell the whole story. Family get mad, but I had a close family member whose dad was dying of cancer last year. And the cardiologist comes in. He's a listener, and he goes, listen, they're going to bring in the oncologist the next hour. He's got cancer all over his bones, all over his lungs, all over his body. He'll live a year on steroids comfortably. He'll die at home. Get him out of here now. And he goes, but as soon as they come in, I can't tell you this. All of a sudden, the oncologist walks in right then. And I turn to this family member and I go, get your dad out of here right now. They're going to give you this whole big, and they pumped, they sucked all the money out of him, and they killed him in a week and a half.
Wow.
And the guy was like, literally like, because he had a heart attack before, so the first guy to see him was the cardiologist. And he was a listener, said, get him out now. And he said, I can't, he goes, I'll get fired. He goes, don't tell me I said this. And all of a sudden, and literally I tell her, and then, 2 minutes later, in comes the oncologist. Oh, hi. Yeah, oh, it's very operable. You're going to be fine. Lung cancer, bone cancer, just cancer everywhere. And then I walk outside the hospital, and the nurses, I'm sitting on a bench right outside the room. She's like, what are you doing here, Alex Jones? And they're all muscling up to me, and I'm like, and it was a few good people left, though. But that's the human sacrifice facility. That's where people live and die, folks. 50% of the babies born in the U.S. now are cesarean. Ruins a woman. Why do they do it? It's all about control. These people are sick.
Yeah, it's a corrupt. It's as bad as our legal system. It's been corrupted.
I mean, the Hippocratic Oath, do no harm. You know, 30 years ago, they got rid of that in the medical schools.
Oh, did they?
Yep, look it up. Type in, like, year 2000 or 25 years ago. They medical schools abandoned the Hippocratic Oath. Type it in.
Hmm.
Hippocrates.
Yeah, the first rule is do no harm.
Yeah, right. And that's what they do.
Yeah, no surprise. Like I said, it's as bad as the legal system. It's corrupt.
But the reason my dad knew was he was, like, top of his class in high school. So they put him in Plan 2 at UT at 14, and his first job, he you're getting in a NASA program, and, oh, we're sitting at the MD Anderson Cancer Research Facility. And so his first job to join NASA was that.
Mm.
He told me a little about that. You know, I've never interviewed my dad, and he's got serious health problems right now. He could not be with us very, very soon. You know what? I think I need to go interview my dad. I think I need to get this all on record.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
You can say, see, I told you.
Yeah, he was never consciously involved in it, but he has a lot of guilt. Because he refused that project after a year. He told me that other projects he won't tell me about. But at the heart of it, he told me, was mad scientist. And you see, that's what runs this now.
Well, maybe he'll come out and tell you the rest of the stories. He might.
I want to hear it.
Me too.
Who knows what's going to be.
Yeah, interview him.
Well, if killing people in cancer treatments
as part of a test of students, was he would tell me what would he not tell me. I wonder what the rest is.
Is that what he told you?
Yeah.
The students were told to...
No, they would like... They had people that were terminal cancer patients in like high-rise buildings of this. And they would say, well, there's like a 1% chance we'll save you. Sign this form. And then he's like 14, 15. And they're like... And he said the doctors were like having orgasms when they were injecting him and killing people. And he's like... What? He said his description was they would go like, they would like kill these people. He said they were missing lower mandibles. It was just like hell world. And I'm like 14 hearing this, and he's telling me all this. And then he said, well, I went out of this project. And then they put him in another project after that, and his mom just signed him up because he was the top of his class and did all this stuff for NASA. And he said, I can't tell you the rest of it.
Hmm. So is NASA doing that on purpose?
No, they just used NASA to drag in. That was Eisenhower and the WizKid program.
Right.
So they just got all the best brains and brought them in. And day one, it's Fauci stuff. You know, beagles removing their larynxes and putting flesh-eating maggots on them.
That's what I'm saying.
Again, it wasn't about putting maggots on dogs. It was about can we get our medical workers to remove the larynxes of dogs, put a bag around their head, and put flesh-eating maggots on them. My dad told me, he said, it's all about seeing what you will do to test you to put you into other programs. So he only got to the first level and got out of it. Can you imagine what it turns into?
So looking for sociopaths.
They're looking for beyond that, yeah.
Right.
So what do you think?
Not surprised.
Well, here we are, folks. Hospitals across the country are murdering healthy people for your organs. In between putting bags of flesh-eating maggots on dogs.
Until they get their start.
That's just the start.
Right. If you do that, well, we got something better for you. Make a lot of money. You can be an oncologist, son.
Yeah, the crew's putting the Milgram experiment up here. They found like 90% or more of college students would kill somebody if they were told to by the professor.
Yeah. Got the clipboard telling you to turn the voltage up, they'll do it. And then you're given cover too. You're part of an experiment. Yeah, I could see that conditioning being done. Then once you get them to do that, then they got them to do anything they want. Sure, put them in part of an organ harvesting campaign.
He only told me a few times, but he was like. He's totally racked from guilt, you being part of it. But he would just say, like, there's some old loving old lady, old man, and you're in there and, like, talking to them, and they've signed these forms, and then these guys come in and inject them and, like, literally have, like, orgasms while they're killing somebody. That's what he described.
Hmm. They enjoyed it.
That was human sacrifice. And that's at 14. Like you said, can you imagine, if he got off on it, what the next level would be? I think the bottom line is, Stuart, we need God.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then this is all, you know, obviously from from Satan's program.
Well, my dad told me, too, even recently, he said, listen, it's everywhere. So imagine what they've scaled up. How many of these people have they created? Like, this is an army of people that will do anything.
With authority, too. Got a white lab coat on. People trust them. They can convince them to do anything they want.
Well, look at Hotez.
What's that?
Hotez, Fauci's new guy. Well, he's been around, but his new spokesman. I mean, can you imagine what these people do?
Yeah, Fauci should be on trial. I would start there.
Look at that son of a bitch. God. Oh my God. That is a demon. And he thinks he's better than you, folks. He thinks he's going to win. Look at that. I mean, that is a predator right there.
Who's that?
That's Fauci's main spokesperson.
Ah, the new guy, huh?
Peter Hotez. Hmm. Yeah, he was involved forever, but he's the new guy.
Hmm.
I mean, look at him. God almighty. Oh, he took to the program. He liked it. Those little sharp teeth. look, not even his canines are sharp. The others are sharp.
It's like a killer gerbil.
And we bow down to him because he's, what's he wearing, Stuart? A white lab coat.
Scepter of authority.
The scepter of authority. He'll face God.
Texas Children Hospital, huh?
Oh, he's specialist children, yeah. God almighty.
So what's going to happen after this with this exposure by Robert Kennedy Jr.? Do you think there'll be prosecutions?
You know, whatever happens, people have to stop trusting the system and realize that the whole medical system isn't evil, but it's been, I'd say half of it, is people that won't, will follow orders. And so you got a better chance of running around in traffic on a major interstate. You got a better chance smoking or injecting fentanyl than going into hospital.
Yeah, I stay out of hospitals.
Yeah. And I think the loss of faith in these people is the key.
Well, COVID helped with that. COVID showed at least half the country that our medical establishment is complicit in a massive cover-up of both the cause of the deaths and also, you know, the application of deaths. You know, attributing people that died from the flu or suddenly became COVID shot or COVID deaths.
Absolutely.
And then covering up the pharmaceutical industry, you know, preying on us.
You're going to be on the War Room at 4 p.m. What are you going to cover?
We'll talk about the flooding and talk about what we've seen down there. It's the same story down there. The first responders that show up for the first week or two do great work. It's both professional and also volunteers. But then the brass comes in later on with government contractors, and they get the big money coming in, and they want to make a lot of money out of it. It's an industry. So I'm not a big fan of the Red Cross. I've seen the Red Cross over the years, breaking billions of dollars.
The oldest intelligence agency.
And then they never do anything on the ground. We only see like one Red Cross truck and 14 hurricane operations actually out in the field doing something.
But they're getting all the money.
Right, they get all the money.
All right, Stuart Rhodes, we love you, brother. Owen Schroyer takes over now. Find the feed at Real Alex Jones, Infowars.com/show. Great job to the crew. Powerful transmission. So hospitals all over the country, according to HHS, are murdering people for their organs. We already knew it, but now it's official. The medical system, on average, is a weaponized system to murder you and your family. Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS has been by far and away our best-selling product on thealexjonesstore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish CMOS is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine. It's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate CMOS capsules right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate CMOS capsules in order to fight off all of the toxins that you're met with, so is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate CMOS capsules every month.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.